triangle the way Phil does, an executive. Well, Phil...
Mineral Area College Basketball is on the air. KREI, J98, and MyMoInfo.com is your voice for Cardinal Athletics.
Great feet by Jones that time, and great hands as she slapped it away. Max on the run. Winner has it. Right side layup. Got it! Haley Winner's got 4 points, and it was all started by great defense by Kenzie Jones.
Join us throughout the season for every dunk, three-point shot, and buzzer-beating win. Both the Cardinal basketball teams are gunning for conference and district championships, looking to challenge the rest of the country and advance to the national tournament.
Mineral Area on an 8-1 push. And now a ball tapped away. Trent's got it. Trent pushing it the other way. It's a 4-on-3. Right side layup. Yes, sir! Lamar Morgan with the assist from Trent. Here come the Cardinals!
It's Matt Cardinal Basketball on Regional Radio AM 800, KREI, J98, and MyMoInfo.com. Now let's go courtside for your pregame show.
Yeah, and we come to you live now from Jason Gym at Lincoln University here at the state's capital, Jefferson City. We've got the Three Rivers and the Mineral Area Cardinals in the semifinals. Oh, yeah, we had them earlier today, too. It's the men's turn, but before we get too far along, Kevin, how about congratulations to those ladies? What a great win for them.
Well, they sure did. They played a great game. You know, the last three of the four games have been really awesome games, yeah. And this was no exception.
For the men, it's as even as you can possibly get. State Fair and Mineral Area College have played 2 games this year. They've split, and they've each scored 148 points. It's dead even through the first 2 games. Really, that's the way they were played, too.
Yeah, they really were. Of course, the overtime win down at Poplar Bluff was huge. And then to come back and lose by 2 at home, this is going to be a big revenge game here for Mineral Area College tonight.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I was kind of wondering, what's your frame of mind? Would you have rather lost the first one and won the second one or have it reversed? Maybe the whole revenge factor is fresher in your mind if you lose the second one.
Well, you may be onto something. That sure worked for the women earlier.
Yeah, it did.
So you may be onto something because you want to be clicking on all cylinders here at the end of the season. And we talked earlier, you know, the women have done a good job. They've won 4 of the 5. Actually, the men have only won 3 of their last 5.
Mm-hmm.
So they may not be clicking on all their cylinders right now, but we'll find out later tonight.
In the MAC victory at Poplar Bluff, a victory where MAC came from 9 down with 5 minutes left and won it in overtime, Kavion Pippen was not in that game. He was a big factor with 12 rebounds in Three Rivers' victory in a game that, well, we looked at the numbers, and Three Rivers out-rebounded MAC on the offensive boards 14-4. They're going to have to find a way to offset that.
Yeah, I agree with you. And one way to do that is to keep your bigs on the floor. And the last game, they were in a lot of foul trouble. In fact, Zach fouled out with about, you know, 8 or 9 minutes to go in that game. That was a big difference in the end of that game. We got to have Zach and Devin Thomas on the floor.
You know, and fouls came into it even more than that with the bigs and the guards, because the two big scorers for Three Rivers, Cameron Reedus and Gabe Grant, neither one of them shot very well in either one of the ball games. MAC made them be volume shooters. In fact, Reedus was 5 for 16, and then in the rematch didn't have a good shooting percentage either. Gabe Grant was 3 for 14 in the first meeting and 1 for 8 in the second meeting, but yet those guys got their points because combined they were 16 for 19 at the foul line. So you got a guard without fouling, which is tough to do.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They've given up a lot of fouls or foul shots in those games that they've lost.
Yeah.
And what we've got to do is really cut down on the foul situation. They're doing a good job keying on the key players and making them shoot tough shots, and that's why their shooting percentage is bad. But they've got to cut down on the fouls.
Coach Strakey says it's going to come down to one possession. He doesn't know if it'll be the last one, but it'll be that type of game, and that's sure what it seems like. And I'll tell you what, Kevin, throughout following this team all year long, I'll take my money in a late game with this Mineral Area team anytime.
Tell you what, they really have been clutch most of the year. You know, they pulled out about 3 overtime wins and have played really good down the stretch in most of these games. So, and I have no doubt that this is going to be one of those nail biters right down to the finish.
Mineral Area College Cardinals ranked 9th in the country. They're 28-2. The Three Rivers Raiders, 23-7. Both trying to move on to the Region 16 championship game. Our pregame show continues. Coming up next, we'll have a chat with Gene Best, a longtime coach and the all-time wins leader in college basketball, Three Rivers head coach, and Luke Strakey, the man at Three Rivers, and all he's done is gone 53-8 over 2 years' work. We'll hear from those gentlemen coming up next, right here on KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Nobody wants to be forced from their home to get the care that they need. Disability Resource Association provides support so individuals can live in their own home. Medicaid recipients hire your own CDS aide, supervise your own care. DRA pays CDS aides over $10 per hour and provides other services at no cost. DRA, the services you need and the wages your aide deserves. Visit DRA's website, disabilityresourceassociation.org, or call today, 636-931-7696.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payment, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Great to be joined by Gene Best now, Three Rivers head coach, and coach semifinals, Mac and Three Rivers. We've been here before, but it's been a great series between you two this year. In fact, if you tally up all the points, each one of you has scored 148 in the two games. It's dead even, so it's been a fun series.
Really been even, and Mac had a great team, and we've kind of risen to the occasion both times, and I hope we can do it again. This is when it counts.
You guys were so good rebounding the basketball last time you played Mineral Area. You beat them on the offensive glass 14-4. I remember the first meeting, Pippen wasn't available for you, so that was a big boost for you the second time around.
Well, that is really important, the offensive boards, and I didn't really... Seems like now I did. I am aware of that, but I'd settle for that this time.
I bet so. Now, your guys, Cameron Reedus and Gabe Grant, they both scored well in the two previous meetings, but they both shot a low percentage. But you were in both games and could have really won both of them. They get their points, it seems like, whether it's at the free throw line or from the field, they find a way.
Well, Reedus is really a solid offensive player, and he's consistent. Gabe is not so consistent, but he can get hot on you, so they're both capable of scoring a lot of points, and then on given nights, not so much.
What do you think makes Mineral Area a good ball club this year?
Well, they have the two big guys, and they've got some perimeter players who can really shoot. Very quick team, very well coached, good offensive patterns, and they have a degree of predictability about them, and we're pretty well prepared this time, I hope.
What's your favorite thing about your team this year?
I don't know. I'm still looking for one.
Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Chad.
Gene Best joining us on our pregame. We're back with more after this on KREI.
Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington is a proud supporter of the area athletes. Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington encourages all athletes to work hard and keep your direction. The key word to a winning team is work. Innovative Warehousing is a proud supporter of the community and area high school sports.
This message brought to you by your friends at Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington.
Need urgent dental care? Hickory Plaza provides urgent dental care clinics for adults and children. Hi, I'm Tracy Wicking with Comtree, and we provide urgent dental care for adults and children on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. It's first come, first serve, starting at 8 a.m. Our last patient is accepted at 10:30 a.m. or until our schedule is full. Contact us at 636-481-6040. That's 636-481-6040. Comtree, health happens here.
Great to be joined by Luke Scraggy now on our pregame show. And Coach, I talked to you a couple of weeks and all the success that you've had this year. And you said, you know, our goals are still in front of us. You were talking about today, weren't you?
Well, yeah, it starts today, but it's beyond today. Today is just the beginning, and everybody goes back to 0-0. You know, we're sitting, it's halftime of the game before us, and you see State Fair. They struggled all year, and yet they're down 4.5, you know, to a very good Mobley team. So it starts today. Today is just the first day, but we've been preparing for this for months. Our guys are ready to play, and I'm excited to see what comes from tonight.
You know, I thought it was kind of fun because you've got Cuthbertson, who's legend scoring all year. You've got Roundtree, who played the hero for the overtime games. But in your last couple of games, your leaders have been Tyler Cole Ross, Jabril Diallo, you know, the guys that get the minutes produced, and that is the way it's been for you all year. You throw a guy out there and he does a good job for you.
Yeah, listen, we've got 8 sophomores. You know, we can throw 8 sophomores out there in our rotation. They're really our top 8 guys. So, you know, those guys have stepped up here recently, which gives you, just as a coach, a lot of confidence to know when you're going into a game like this and the emotions are going to be high, and there's going to be some fouls early in these games. Mm-hmm. It's just the way that these games happen. So to know that we've got Tyler and Jabril and Mark and Justin and some guys off the bench who had some really good minutes here lately gives me a lot of confidence because, you know, we're going to find ourselves in some foul trouble early in this game. That's just the way that these games go. And then, you know, hopefully our depth helps us get through that patch. And then, you know, we finish the game with a win.
2 games against State Fair. You each have 148 points.
I thought that was good stuff.
Well, you both teams have 148 points. It's dead even. And that's, I mean, if people watch the games, that's the way they were played, too.
Yeah, you know? 2 close games. We've talked about it all week. It's going to be a close game. It's going to come down to one possession. And it a lot of times people look at the last possession of the game. But we talked all week about how every possession is valuable. Mm-hmm. You can win or lose a game on the first possession, the 10th possession, the 9th possession. It doesn't have to be the last possession. So every possession is important. And a game is going to be a close game. That's just the way that these games in the playoffs, they're all close games. Nobody blows out anybody in the playoffs. So you just have to execute every single possession, know the value of every single possession, to get the most out of every possession. When we get to the rim, we've got to finish. When we get to the free throw line, we've got to shoot it in. We just got to understand the importance of every possession in this situation because, you know, it's going to be a close game.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Luke Strahey joining us on pregame. Back with more after this on KREI.
If an unfortunate accident happens, don't settle for just anyone to put your vehicle back into shape. Trust the professionals at Kernan Auto Body in Bon Terre. Not only does Kernan Auto Body offer years of experience and accepts only perfection when it comes to their work, but customer service and convenience are also top priorities for their customers. Kernan Auto Body now offers windshield repair for chips and cracks, and as always, Kernan Auto Body in Bon Terre accepts MasterCard and Visa. Call them today, 573-358-7300.
Jason Jim is where we're at, and on my pregame interview, for some brain-melting reason, I said State Fairs, Three Rivers all night long here, so I do apologize there. Luke Strahey probably should have punched me when I did that, but a classy gentleman did not. So beg your pardon for the mistake right there. Let's meet our starters coming up, but Kevin, a bit of intrigue already as, well, actually more than just a bit. We have 2 teams meeting in tomorrow's women's championship, neither one of which have winning records.
Right. I don't know how often you can say that 2 teams, neither with the winning records, going to meet for the region championship. But tell you what, really proud of those Mineral Lady Cardinals for fighting hard and getting to that championship game.
Great game today by them and a great win. Now, this is the second of the 2 men's semifinals. Moberly just won. They beat State Fair 100-82. However, the intrigue lies in the fact that
the benches cleared. Every single bench player on both teams were kicked out of the gym. Now, we don't have a definitive word yet on whether those players will be available tomorrow for Moberly.
Yeah, we've talked to a couple of the ADs around here, and I think the consensus is they do not think they will be available for tomorrow. So that could be very interesting if those players are not available for tomorrow. That's going to change the dynamics a lot in that game. So that'll be interesting to find out what happens, you know, when we find out the answer, or exactly when we'll find out the answer to that.
I just found out.
Okay.
Pat Smith just sat down next to you. They have 5 players for tomorrow.
Well, that's what that was kind of what we've been hearing, and so that's that really changes the dynamics for that game.
Changes
so
everything, doesn't it?
It sure does. Tell you what, though, we still got an important game to play right here.
Definitely, just for the winner.
Yes,
I'm not saying
that's
for
right.
Mac or
that's
for
right.
Three Rivers, but for the winner, changes the complete dynamic. Changes the complete scouting report, your preparation, what you want to run, everything.
Yeah. Well, and it's really unfortunate. I hate that happened because you want to see a really good competitive game with 5 players. It's just going to be so hard to be able to compete against either our Three Rivers or our Middle Area College.
Pat Smith's teams love to press. You know they won't be doing that. They love to run. Right. They can't do that. I mean, and a couple of the players that did not get kicked out are big, heavy guys.
Right.
That, you know, can go for a few minutes and need a rest. So
it's a very interesting situation here. There was a few punches thrown as well that we don't know if they'll be reviewed at, because I know at least one of the players on that team threw punches, and so we'll find out.
And he wasn't kicked out.
And he was not kicked out. So it'll be interesting to see what happens
if
there.
If that got reviewed and he then gets kicked out retroactively, they would be 4 players.
That's right.
Let's meet the starters.
Yeah,
let's
concentrate on this game now.
The Three Rivers Raiders are 23-7. Cameron Reedus, a 6'3 sophomore, scores nearly 20 a game. Ronnie Carson is a 6'1 freshman, and he is out of Lexington, Kentucky. 6.5 points for him. Gabe Grant, a 6'6" sophomore out of Chicago, 15.2 for him. He's heading to the University of Houston next year. Terrence Parker is a 6'9 sophomore, averaging 8.1 points, 6.2 rebounds, and he will be Darius Thompson's teammate next year. They will both play at UT Martin. Aiden Saunders, who has chewed up the Cardinals in 2 previous meetings, 6'4 freshman from Atlanta, Georgia. Mineral Area will start their usual 5. Sean Roundtree, a 6-foot sophomore out of Edwardsville, Illinois, a transfer from Missouri State. 11 points for him and 3.2 assists. Darius Thompson, 7.7 points, a 6'2 sophomore from Memphis, Tennessee. Devin Thomas is second in the country. He's got an even 100 blocks on the year. A 6'8 sophomore from Richmond, Indiana, and a transfer from Lincoln Trail. Zach Cuthbertson, another transfer from Lincoln Trail out of Pleasant Hill, North Carolina. He leads the Cardinals with points, rebounds, and also steals. And Lamar Morgan, they call him Bird, 13.3 points on the year. The Three Rivers Raiders, 23-7. The Mineral Area College Cardinals, 28-2. They've played each other twice. Each one has won once. They've scored 148 points exactly, both of them. Nothing has separated them so far. Mineral Area College with a clutch comeback victory on the road at Poplar Bluff. They beat them in overtime after being down by 9 points with 5 minutes left in regulation. The Three Rivers Raiders come back to Mac, and they turn it around on Mineral Area, defeating them by 2. Mac had a chance late, couldn't execute the last second play. The Raiders in their road blacks with the yellow numbers and letters in the outline. They'll push it right to left as Kevin and I look at and describe the action to you. Mineral Area College going left to right, and they'll push it left to right with those white uniforms with the red and black trim. Three Rivers and Mineral Area. In the semifinals, the winner gets Moberly. The officials in the center circle, the tap is won by Mack. And Sean Roundtree says, go ahead and you start it, Darius Thompson, which is the first time we've seen that all year. Roundtree always starts the ball game. Head of the circle. It's Cuthbertson. Back cut now, and Roundtree has it over on that left wing, stifling man-to-man defensive pressure, and a steal by Gabe Grant. Grant chugs his way into the forecourt. Dribble weave handoff to Ronnie Carson. Carson on the right wing looks for Grant, covered up, and now he goes to the left side, and the ball is in the hands there of Cameron Reedus. Reedus shooting 41% outside of the arc, 19.5 points per game for him, and now here's a jumper by Ronnie Carson that will not fall, and Darius Thompson has the rebound. Bird has it on that right wing. Ball in his left hand. Pick and roll. No option available there. Roundtree grabs it. He's at the head of the circle. Thompson sets the screen. Cuthbertson slashing middle of the lane. Left it on the deck. Now picks it up. Plays it to Morgan. Ball squirts through his legs. And he grabs a hold and starts to dribble again. Drives to the left hand. Ball deflected. Near steal. Roundtree's on the ground. And it's a tie-up. And it'll be Three Rivers basketball. So a minute and 6 seconds.
Yeah, a little raggedy. Kind of a raggedy start, but both teams kind of feeling each other out right now. Neither one of them's gotten in the groove just yet.
Congratulations coming to the Potosi girls. How about those Trojan ladies?
I told you a couple weeks ago, or a week or so ago, that I thought any of those teams could really win that girls' side. And what do you know, the sixth seed on that girls' side ended up winning the district.
When you said that, did you have Potosi in mind, though?
I didn't have them wrote down in my bracket, but I said they could definitely do it.
Okay, here's a foul on Lamar Morgan. Morgan smacks his man on the way by. Morgan has his first foul on either side. By the way, Potosi knocking off the top seed at North County Raiders in Class 4, District 2 in Hillsboro tonight, 41-40. Farmington leading Hillsboro at the half by 2, 24-22 on the boys' side. The Mineral Area College women have already advanced to the title game with a victory over Three Rivers, 72-62. And now it's up to the MAC men to try to get to the championship game here against the Three Rivers men. A spin and a travel by Ronnie Carson. And he gives it back over to Mineral Area. A minute and a half in, looking for our first score. A pair of teams that average 82.5 points a game and 86 points a game. But the defense is going to be prideful tonight for both of these squads. Mac ranked ninth in the country. Three Rivers not ranked and actually not receiving votes, but they got to be one of those teams right on the fringe of the whole thing that are close to getting there as Roundtree works that give and go with Lamar Morgan and the foul going against Gabe Grant as Roundtree works his way to the free throw line. Grant has his first personal. It's the first team foul whistled against the Raiders. Roundtree going to the free throw line. Sean, a 76% free throw shooter on the year. Are they tied after three, Kevin?
Yep, Farmington Hillsboro is now tied after three.
34-34. Yep. They have split during the regular season. Farmington wins the Bob Sechrest Junior Central Christmas Tournament. Hillsboro winning a week ago in a regular season matchup in Hillsboro.
Well, how'd you like to be at those games, too? It sounds like some really good games down there at Hillsboro as well.
Great basketball all over regional radio today and tonight. Both free throws hit by Roundtree. And Mineral Area strikes first, 2-0 with 2 minutes gone in our first half. Over to the left wing, this is Cameron Redis, guarded by Morgan. Redis looks high-low now, hits his man Parker. Parker with some good mitts to hold on to that, and then good strength to get it up to the bucket and score it.
Yeah, he muscled that up there over Darius Thompson there.
Terrence Parker is 6'9", a sophomore from Wilson, North Carolina, has tied it up. Roundtree on that right wing. Back cut, Cuthbertson couldn't find him there. Roundtree keeps the dribble alive, picks it up. Right wing, Thompson. Back cut, Roundtree. Skip pass, left corner. Morgan had a three, but blows by his man and then missed it. And it's a big rebound by Terrence Parker.
Well, I'd like to have seen him pull that three. He was wide open for three.
Now here's a drive right of lane. Cameron Redis trying to work his way toward the goal. He's fouled by Roundtree, his first. Redis at 19.4 points per game, Kevin. He's a prolific scorer, but only 5 for 16 from the field in the first meeting, 3 for 12 in the second meeting. So Mac turned him into a volume, low-percentage shooter, but yet he still got 22 and 12 points because of his work on the free throw line. Scorers score, it seems like, no matter what.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
First foul against somebody. They didn't never put it up on the board, though. Do you see who?
No, and I think that was the question. I think that's what they're trying to figure out. Which license plate that was ran over?
It was a foul against a Three Rivers Raider.
We do know that.
Didn't see who that was on, but see if they can mark it up right here. Gabe Grant, his second.
Oh, I see.
Thanks, Joe Pinto.
Yeah, and so
Joe
what's
Pinto's
going on?
His parents will be happy that his head's in the game.
They haven't put the team fouls up, and so that refs are asking them to go ahead and put the team fouls up on the board so they can see it.
Tell you what, that's a 15-point score with two personal fouls 2.5 minutes in.
Yeah. I don't know. For some reason they're having trouble getting that up on the board. So we got a delay while they're trying to figure that out.
We had a substitution here. Redis.
The good news is the 30-second shot clock is working.
Just wait.
Yeah, that's right.
Just wait.
The bad news is they can't seem to get the scoreboard to get the fouls up, so they're calling the players back to the benches.
Hey, here's my favorite name in the ball game for the Raiders, Mamadou Diakabi.
Yep.
It's fun. Try to say it at home. It's fun. Feels good.
Say it again.
Mamadou Diakabi.
Mamadou Diakabi.
Mamadou.
Mamadou.
Diakabi.
Diakabi. I got it. Mamadou Diakabi.
There you go.
I got it.
So that's a fun one. There are fun names all around. That's my favorite one, though. My favorite name on the Mineral Area Cardinals team is a redshirt this year.
Yeah.
And his last name is Chukwuemeke. Now, I don't know what his first name is, but I know that everyone calls him Tony.
Yeah, it's Tony. It's Tony. It's so bad that it's just it's Tony.
It's Tony. All right, so on J98 right now, the Farmington and Hillsboro boys were deadlocked after three, 34 apiece. And that fourth quarter is going on right now over on J98, The Boot. Now, you can there are a variety of ways. You can listen online at MIMOinfo.com. You can go to your listen-in app and put in J98 or KTJJ. Or you can just hang out with us right here in Jeff City and listen to this Region 16 semifinal. We'd like to thank Mineral Area College for sponsoring our coverage of Cardinal basketball. Coles Tractor and Equipment of Farmington. State Farm agent Eric Schweiss of Farmington and New Era Bank, also of Farmington. Coming up at the half, you'll hear a very short interview that we had with Gary, with Todd Cuck, following the Mineral Area College Cardinals women's victory earlier this afternoon over the Three Rivers Raiders. They will play Crowder they will play Crowder tomorrow. So we'll have a women's championship game between two teams, neither of which have a winning record, and a men's championship game with one team, the number one seed, that will have only five players because their entire bench got kicked out of the building.
This will be a year to remember, won't it?
I guess it will. Welcome to the broadcasting
Yeah, no
side
kidding.
Of
this is fun.
Kevin.
Tell you what, I didn't know this was so much fun coming to these tournaments like this.
Shot clock's gone out this year. We've had some scuffles.
Yeah. Tell you what, another thing, I got to talk to Anthony Verdure. He's kind of sitting right across here. He now attends Lincoln, and he's led the team in scoring this year. He's done a great job. He's just finishing up his senior season.
He sure has. And another notable item on his list for this year
is that he scored 50 points in a game.
Sure.
That's right.
He surely did.
Yeah, tell you what, he's really tearing things up this year.
Doing great. All right, so we're back to basketball here. Jason Jim in Jefferson City, 2-2 to score. 17-15 remaining in our first half. Sean Roundtree picks the dribble up. He's on that right wing. And a little hold by Ronnie Carson right there. He picks up his first personal. Boy, and something that we've really trumpeted all year, Kevin, for these Cardinals is their depth. If they can pull this one off today, you know that Luke Strege will be using his depth in full force tomorrow.
Well, yeah, because that's going to be their, if they could win this game, that's going to be a nice advantage that they're going to do that.
Huge advantage for either side. Top of the key, this is Thompson. Thompson over to that left wing, slashes in, goes to the left hand, misses the runner, but Thomas has the rebound and hooks it in with the left hand. Right over the top of Mamadou Diakabi. Devin Thomas with his first two and a 4-2 lead for Mack. Nice deflection by Morgan down to the left corner, but the Raiders have it back. And now here's Cameron Reedus.
Wow.
Holy smokes! That guy let loose of that one from the Missouri River. Gene, the knee,
yes,
that
he
was
did.
From 25 feet.
And swished it through like no problem.
Splashed it in. Cameron Reedus, a 41% three-point shooter. That was his 101st three-point make of the season. And a 5-4 lead for Three Rivers. Left wing, Morgan. Morgan slashing through. Throws up the runner. Missed it. And he is turning down that open look at three, isn't he? In favor
yeah, I'd like
of the
to see him hit
right
those. He's so good at those.
Now Reedus floating left of the lane, nearly hits the runner right there, but he's fouled. It would have been a three-point opportunity, and that's the second foul on Sean Roundtree. You can expect Jabril Diallo to be coming in. Tyler Cole Ross is set to come in. Well, Tyler got himself a haircut now.
Yes, he did. He streamlined.
And the first free throw by Reedus will not fall. So Cameron Reedus, a 79% foul shooter, misses the first. Jabril Diallo, with 18 points last game, led Mack in scoring. The last two scoring leaders are now on the floor.
Wow.
Diallo with 18 yep. last game, and Tyler Cole Ross with 31
right.
the game before.
yep.
Both did it off the bench. Reedus hits the free throw. He's got four, and it's a 5-4 advantage. Wait, it should be 6-4.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on. They got the whole scoreboard, I think, kind of messed up.
Terrence Parker scored two earlier. Now Jabril Diallo drives it right of the lane, and that is Jabril Diallo at his finest. He is like a bowling ball knocking down pins on his
yeah.
way to the hole as that power point guard gets his way into the paint and finishes the runner through heavy contact, and Diakabi is down.
holding his knee. That's all Three Rivers' knee.
Yeah.
We saw Three Rivers' best women's player, Kevin, go down earlier today with a knee injury.
Yep.
And now the Three Rivers Raiders have somebody else down with a knee injury just a little bit more than 4 minutes into this one.
So what do you have as a score?
It should be 6-6.
Okay.
It is 6-6.
Okay, but they have 4-6 still.
Right. They're still working on it.
Yeah.
And now it's 8-4. Yeah. They'll get it ironed out.
I think it's 6-6.
It's 6-6.
Yeah.
So
and the fouls that you have both teams with 5?
I've got 1, 2, 3 for Mac.
That's what I was thinking. That's way off too.
I've got 1, 2, 3 for Three Rivers.
Okay. Yeah, they've got
three apiece and 6 apiece.
Okay.
Is where we ought to be.
Well, now they got the score right.
15-51 remaining in our first half of play. The Mineral Area College women, Kevin, were down 10 points, 20-10, when Ganesha Robinson went down with the knee injury. That was with 7:22 remaining in the second quarter. Mac scored 20 of the game's next 25 points to tie it up at 25. Back and forth for a while. Three Rivers actually got a 9-point advantage at one point, but Mac closed strong, and they win the game today as Haley Winter is one assist away from another triple-double. And Diakobi now up and off the floor and getting some help to come off. We hope he's okay.
I'd tell you what, I talked to Coach Cuck, you know, about 2-3 weeks ago. If you would have said you're going to be playing in the region championship game, beating Moberly and Three Rivers to get to the championship game, I don't know that he would have believed you. I don't think I would have. But tell you what, you got to hand those ladies for fighting hard, and that's so much of a fun game today. And congratulate them for getting to the championship game tomorrow. That's the third year in a row now they've been to the championship game.
Last year they fell in overtime in a heartbreaker to State Fair.
Yeah, 2 years ago they won the championship.
See if they can turn the trick here this year. So we're tied at 6, and now they're still working on the foul situation. So lob underneath, Kevin Pippen checked in the game. Pippen, Kevin, was a huge difference in that second meeting. He didn't play in the first meeting, but he scored 15 points and had 12 rebounds in that meeting at Park Hills.
Yeah, it's going to be important to keep him off the glass and keep the ball out of his hands.
Down to the left corner on the inbound, Saunders. Saunders chewed up Mac in both meetings, but he misses this one. Saunders averages 11 points on the year, but he averages 21 against Mac. How about that? Tyler Cole Ross, dribble weave handoff. This is Diallo coming off the screen. Diallo pitches in the right corner. Thompson triple. Missed it long. And a battle for the board. Sadies Miller tried to go up and get it. And it was Ludi Kiolud that did haul it down. So Gene Best utilizing his depth here as we move along. Scoop it underneath. Kavion Pippen had it for a moment.
Wow.
A no-look off the window shot by Kiolud.
Now, he wasn't even looking. He was facing the other way. His eyes were not on the backboard. He kind of flipped it behind his head and swished it through.
Nifty shot for the freshman from Paris, France. Averages 1.3 points per game. So he just eclipsed that. An 8-6 lead. Diallo wants it back. Has it back. Jabril Diallo. Count them all. 1, 2, 3. And Jabril's got 5. Well, that last game, I think, really helped Jabril Diallo. Already a tremendous player, but maybe it kind of affirmed in his mind it's okay to shoot the ball sometimes.
Yeah, you know, he's so good at taking the ball to the rack. He's strong and is able to penetrate and get to the rack so easily. But tell you what, he is a really good three-point shooter as well. And that's another aspect of this game that early on we didn't see a lot. We're seeing a lot more come to the end of the season.
And they just called that as the third foul on Jabril Diallo. Rest assured that is only his first.
Right.
And here comes Mark Leros. I think Mark Leros could be one of the X factors in this game.
Tell you what, if he can finish, he's so good that sometimes he lacks the finishing ability. If he can finish at the basket, he's tough.
He needs to give Max some muscle inside. Crossover dribble by Jeffrey Porter. He works his way along the baseline. Leros smothers him, hands it off to Redis. Redis trapped, gets it out. Has it head of the circle, Kiolud. Now he plays it left of the lane into the hands of Jeffrey Porter. Back over to the right side. Here's Sadies Miller. Miller looks for the drive, stays outside. Keeps it alive, drives it in, plays it down to the left corner. A contested three. It won't go for Redis. And the rebound is tapped out. Diallo fights it away. Jabril up the floor, strides into his runner, will not go, and Redis has the rebound. But even though Mac missed the shot, I like how they fought for the rebound on the defensive end. And Mark Leros gets big right here, and he challenges the runner by Sadies Miller. To me, I think that Mac
willing to get ugly down in the paint was going to be important in this game, and I think they're showing
right.
their willingness.
Oh, yeah,
to
they
got to
show that they're physical. That's the one thing. I mean, they got to be strong underneath there, and they're showing that so far today.
A lob to Reedus. He puts on the brakes at the left elbow. This kid can flat score it.
Yes.
He's got six early ones.
We don't want him to get on a roll. We've been lucky against Minnesota. He hasn't really gotten on a roll, but, boy, he's sure capable of it, and he has against many other teams.
So a 10-9 lead for Three Rivers at 13-27. Remaining in the first half, Jabril on the right wing, plays it to the left wing, Thompson. Jabril back cut, looking for that give and go, not available. And Thompson flips it over to Cole Ross. Elevates for three. Count him, Tyler Cole! TKR, 1-2-3. Mineral Area's got another triple and a 12-10 lead over the Raiders. Gabby and Pippen standing at midcourt. He's the release valve on the press. Over to the left wing, Reedus. Reedus underneath to Pippen. Pippen soars toward the goal and hooks it in over the top of Leros. Pippen's offensive game has come a light year, probably,
yes,
since last year.
Yeah, he's a good player. And see, Mark has got to stay between him and the basket. Mark kind of challenged to try to deflect that ball a little bit and lost position and let Pippen get to the rack pretty easily.
We're tied at 12. Leros is going to be that pressure release valve for Mack here. Hands it off to Tyler Cole Ross. TKR drives it right of the lane, scoots back, plays to Thompson. Thompson slashing through, fires to Diallo. Diallo wants another three,
yes,
and he's got it. Bang, bang, double D, two threes. He's got eight. 15-12. These two came to play tonight. Mack by three, over to the right wing. Three Rivers basketball. Jeffrey Porter with it to the top of the key, Miller. Now back to Porter on the right wing. Porter guarded by Leros. Mack in their half-court man-to-man defense. As Diallo and Leros got caught on the switch, and the jumper is up and in by Jeffrey Porter. That wasn't an easy one over the 6'10 outstretched hands of Leros, but he knocked it down, and it's a one-point ball game, 15-14. Mack in the lead. 11 minutes, 47 seconds remaining in the first half. Zach Cuthbertson dribbling it out along the perimeter. Zach slashing through, double clutches. Shot wouldn't go, long rebound. Tracked down by Reedus, and Diallo fouled him. And the starting point guards, Kevin, from Mineral Area College with four combined fouls. Roundtree, Diallo with two apiece. Now, in saying that, Darius Thompson certainly has point guard skills. Tyler Cole Ross will do in a pinch. But the guy that they really would like, Amar Miller, not available.
Right,
because
yeah.
He's suspended.
Yeah, he's been suspended recently. And so you don't realize... until you get a foul trouble with these other guys, boy, you really need Amar because he really stepped his game up toward the end of the year.
15-14, Mineral Area on top, a slash by Ronnie Carson into the paint. Plays it out to Gabe Grant. The release, and the shot is long, and it's a long rebound for Tyler Cole Ross. Tyler across the timeline to the left corner, and now Morgan tries a triple.
Yes, there we
and
go.
And hits nothing but nylon. The high arcing three finds the gold at the end of that rainbow. 18-14. Mack on top by four. Gabe Grant, a three. Count that one.
Yeah.
These offenses are cutting
yeah,
loose.
Yeah, there's something. I like to see Lamar go ahead and shoot that. You know, we've talked about he's really been passing up those threes and taking the basket. Man, he's a deadly shooter. He's got one of the best pure shots I've seen.
Diallo slashes through. His layup will not fall. But he's going to the free throw line.
That was a nice job for Jabril to take that ball to the basket. You know, we talked earlier about how strong he is and able to do that. And just that's an example of it right there. He took that ball to the basket and was fouled on his way up. So he'll go to the line, and he's also a good free throw shooter as well.
Now, they have that listed as Kavion Pippen's second personal foul. I've got that as only his first. At this point, folks, we're going to trust my number.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Jabril, did he hit the first?
Yes.
He did, didn't he? So Diallo hit the first and the second. Boy, Jabril. And Jabril's last game plus 9 minutes, he's got 29 points.
Yeah, he's got eight so far in this game. At least that's what it says on the board.
He's got 10.
He's got 10. Okay, 10, he said. All right, so 10. All right.
He hit the two threes, right?
Yeah.
Remember the layup?
Yep.
Two free throws.
Yep.
There's your 10. 20-17. Mack leading it by 3 points. Gabe Grant guarded by Morgan. Gabe slashes through him, kicks to the right corner. Reedus, another three, missed it short. There's Thompson with a rebound. Kevin, I like a lot more what these Cardinals are doing on the backboards than what we saw last time against Three Rivers.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Top of the key, here's Cuthbertson. He has not scored yet. Max leading scorer on the year. Tyler Cole Ross, the guarded triple won't go. The rebound slapped out of bounds, and Cuthbertson touched it last.
Yeah, let's see Zach kind of get going here a little bit. You know, we get Zach going, this could be really good. As Devin Thomas is checking in for Mark.
So Devin Thomas, Morgan, Thompson, and it looks like Tyler Cole Ross will be the point guard.
Yeah.
With this group out there. We haven't seen this group hardly at all this year. Pippen slashes in. Oh, he missed it just outside of the box. Backside rebound, Grant, giving him another chance. Redis, though, does not make him pay. And Devin Thomas has the rebound. Mineral Area College by three. DT down the floor. Backs it out. He's out between the circles now. He's going to direct a little traffic right here. Morgan running that cross cut. Cuthbertson on the right wing, slashes through, creates contact, and he's fouled going in.
Yeah.
Did you notice Cuthbertson threw just enough of a shoulder, Kevin,
yes,
to get space, but not enough to get the charge called on him?
Yeah, it was a smart play for him to go in, and it looked like he was kind of drawing the fouls. He going through there and did a nice job of it.
So Zach works his way to the free throw line. Now they have that as the third foul on Kavion Pippen. Once again, I have that as only his second. Zach misses the first free throw. Nine and a half minutes remaining in the first half. Mineral Area by three, 20-17. The winner gets a five-man Mobility Squad tomorrow. I'll tell you more about that coming up. Cuthbertson missed them both. I don't remember a time all year where Zach missed them both.
No, me neither.
76% foul shooter on the year. Over to the left wing, this is Carson. Carson gives it up. That's to Kialud. And now a drive right of the lane and a runner that will not fall for Saunders, but he grabs his own rebound. Good challenge at the rim that time by Devin Thomas.
Yeah, he definitely altered that shot.
Back out to Carson. He spins a 360. Tyler Cole Ross rips him off. TKR is on the run. Tyler Cole Ross driving. He elevates toward the rim and gets fouled. And TKR headed to the free throw line.
Tell you what, nice job. And I like how these guys are attacking the rim, though, really, because they're starting to get Three Rivers in some foul situation here.
Indeed, and that's the first foul against Aiden Saunders.
Aiden Saunders, the Matt Killer.
He is. He's been so
he
good.
Has. He's been one of those players in both games against Mac that has just played really, really well. Boy, we got to hit these free throws. We missed another one. So Justin Story's checking in.
First time we've seen Story. Hey, there's a free throw.
Yeah, there we go. Nice job.
That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, that's right.
Justin Story, a three-point score just under on the year.
Checks in for Zach.
Over to the left wing. This is Cameron Maritas curling around the screen. Darius Thompson bees him up, slaps it away on the drive. Pretty
great.
Good hands by
That's
DT.
Great defense because Maritas is doing the same thing. He's attacking the basket, going strong, lowering his shoulder. You can't play any better defense on a player that does that than what Thomas just did right there.
So the inbounds from left of the bucket along the baseline. Carson plays it in. Ball nearly slapped away from Saunders. And now Story will pick him up. Saunders behind the back once and twice. Did he pick up the pivot foot? I thought so. Didn't matter. Oh, that's a nifty tap-in. I think that was Kialud again.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it was. .823 remaining in this first half. It's a 21-19 lead for Mac. A poor pass right there by Morgan. Tipped away and taken away by Three Rivers. Aiden Saunders is on the run. Saunders slashing through, misses the shot, but going to the free throw line.
I think that's why he's, I don't know if he likes playing mineral area, but he really attacks the rim really good. We seem to foul him and put him on the line. That's one of the things we talked about in the pregame. Really got to cut down the number of fouls and quit sending these guys to the free throw line so much.
He loves playing mineral. He wishes he played with mineral.
Yeah,
every
that's
day
right.
Of his life.
That's right.
First foul on Darius Thompson. Free throw rattles home. Saunders averages 11.2 points a game, except against Mac. He averages 20.5.
Wow.
That's a big difference. Saunders back to the line. He could tie the game. 21-20. Mack on top by a point. And the second free throw rattles home. Little token pressure here by Three Rivers. Tyler Cole Ross running the points here. 6'5 point guard. Now he'll hand it off to Darius Thompson. We're tied at 21, 8 minutes remaining, first half. Darius Thompson, left wing pass to Tyler Cole Ross. Tyler puts it on the deck, drives it, plays it to the left hand, getting all the way to the rim. High off the backboard, wouldn't go. Thomas, though, grabs it off the rim and lays it in with a little lefty soft hook. Devin Thomas with 4 points. And we're headed to the break. 7:48 remaining in the first half. Mineral Area College 23, Three Rivers 21. We're back after this 1 minute timeout on KREI.
$13,995. Do we have your attention? That's the price. The price of a brand new tractor with loader at Coles Tractor and Equipment. From LS Tractor, the major brand distributor, we can offer the XG3025 tractor with loader as low as $13,995. That's a 25 horsepower diesel engine tractor with quick attach loader and skid steer quick attach bucket. Modern stylish design. This compact four-wheel drive tractor is smart in design and style with that distinctive blue color. Synchronized shuttle shift transmission makes changing directions easier and has more operating speeds than other in its class. More legroom with side-mounted gear levers maximizes space and makes getting off this tractor easier. The adjustable seat keeps you comfortable, and we know the better the ride, the longer you'll want to work. So get your farm and home projects complete this spring with your favorite color of blue, the LS Tractor Blue, at the incredibly priced $13,995. Stop by Coles Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington, and see what all the fuss is about. Or give us a call at 573-756-4353.
Kevin, our game on J98 just concluded, and it was a thriller, but the home team wins it for a district championship.
Yeah, we talked, it was 34-34 after three, and they went 5-4 in the fourth, and Hillsboro came out on top, 39-38.
Perfect. Yep, that's right. Hillsboro beats Farmington to get into the state brackets. Matt going to change up defense here. They're going to work it into a half-court trap here. Here's a three from the right corner. Saunders misses it. Tap try by Porter won't go. Rebound Thomas. And Thomas fouled, I believe, by Porter.
Yep. Took the line, looks like, for a 1-on-1.
First one on Jeffrey Porter. So Devin Thomas going to the free throw line. A 65% free throw shooter on the year. If you listened to our interview with Gene Best before the game and he said he was still waiting to find out what he liked about this team, he came up to me later after we conducted the interview and he said, Chad, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. That came off as too harsh. I didn't mean I didn't like my team. I like my team.
Well, of course.
I said, I'll relay that information, Coach. Very nice man.
Yeah.
Devin Thomas misses the front end of the free throw.
Got to hit those free throws. That's so important in this game.
4 misses already, Kevin, from the free throw line for Mac. 23-21, though. Mineral Area does lead Three Rivers. Head of the circle, this is Aiden Saunders. Saunders to the right wing, Gabe Grant looking to drive it on. Cuthbertson, Zach keeps him in front. Work it back out to the head of the circle, that's Redis. Redis trying to drive it on Darius Thompson. Well, he's got that drive, stop, pull up. That's deadly, and now he's got 8 points. And we're tied at 23. Tyler Cole Ross and Luke Strege, I think, it looks anyway, Kevin, like he's trying to play out the rest of this first half with both Diallo and Roundtree on the bench. They each have 2 personal fouls, and Darius Thompson misses the 3. Morgan had the rebound for a moment, but then lost it, and it bounced it along the baseline and gives it back to the Raiders. Well, just as soon as I say that, Diallo comes back in.
Yeah.
We'd like to thank Fleet's Equipment of St. Genevieve and Lennington, Brad Wooten, Autobody of Ironton, and Ruther Ford of Herculaneum, sponsoring our coverage of Cardinal basketball. 6:40 remaining in the first half. We're tied at 23. Head of the circle, Sadies Miller. Miller just keeps that dribble alive. Diallo watching him there. Now the Porter between the circles. Grant looking for the out cut, then the back cut. Guarded well, and now here's Redis. It's Redis and Thompson. And Redis driving on him again and scoring on him again. And right now, Cameron Redis is having his way. He's got 10.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. He's showing his true colors, which is a great basketball player. And he's definitely coming through in this game so far.
He is terrific. He's going to play at Arkansas Little Rock next year. Left wing pass. This is to Thomas. Thomas to Diallo. 25-23. Three Rivers leading it, but Jabril trying to give his team the lead with the three, missed it. And the long rebound is tracked down by Miller for Three Rivers. Miller up the floor to Grant. So over on that right wing, they'll back it out to Porter. And calling for the basketball is Parker now. They lob it to him. He's working on Thomas. Parker, jab step, shot won't go. Rebound taken by Porter, puts it up on the follow, missed it, but is fouled. That whistle going on Darius Thompson, and that is his second personal foul. 5:37 remaining in this first half. 25-23. Three Rivers leading it with Porter at the free throw line, and he got the first. Jeffrey Porter hits the first free throw there. Morgan heads in. He's coming in for Tyler Cole Ross. Jeffrey Porter with another free throw coming up. An 81% foul shooter on the year. Jeffrey Porter. And he hits them both. 4 points for Porter, and that's the lead. 27-23. Four-point advantage for Three Rivers. Mineral Area Basketball. This is Diallo over on that right wing. Spins, back cut. Bounce pass intended for Thompson, but kicked by Three Rivers. So Mack will have it back. Re-screen. 27-23. Three Rivers on top here. Three Rivers 23-7 on the year. A lob to Cuthbertson. Doesn't dunk it, but got above the rim and laid it in. And then got hit while he was in the air. Yeah, no call.
That was a nice play.
Great body control that time by Cuthbertson. And Zach has his first bucket of the game. Leading score for Mack on the year at 14.6. Here's a lob to the left wing, Miller. Miller entering it now to Pippen. Pippen works it right back out to Miller, who drives it, skips it, over to the right side. Stepping outside beyond the arc, Danielle Sotan. He's in the ballgame for the first time. Sotan driving on Cuthbertson, and Zach put up a roof over the top of him and marked it back out of bounds.
With 3 seconds on the shot clock now, so they'll have 3 seconds on the shot clock as they inbounds this.
Amazing pterodactyl-like defense.
Yes.
From Zach Cuthbertson. 4:57 remaining in the first half, 27-25, Three Rivers leading Mineral Area. And as Kevin told us there, 3 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Miller to put it in play, plays to Pippen. Pippen, left corner three, missed it. Cuthbertson's got the backside rebound. Mack baited him into that one. As they say, Kevin, there's a reason why you're open.
Well, yeah. Although, if I remember right, I think he hit one, a big one, at Mineral Area, I think, against Mack during that game at Mack.
Now here's a drive right of the lane. Diallo bounces back up to Thompson. Mack looking for the tie, maybe the lead right here. Morgan grabs it in the left corner. He drives it now. Switches the left hand. Tough shot. A loose ball. And it's scrapped back away by Sotan for Three Rivers. Sotan goes to Miller. Miller pushes a pass to the left corner. Porter, triple. Will not go. Nothing but white shirts down underneath now. Thompson brings it across the timeline. A lob to Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson underneath the basket. Pivot and bounces it off the window. What a look from Darius Thompson right there.
That was like a Haley Winter-esque type pass there as he threw the ball ahead and Zach caught her just in the right spot there to score.
It took the words right out of my cerebellum.
That's right.
27-27. We're all tied up. Under four to play. First half. A drive by Miller left of the lane and fouled. Mark Laros and Jabril Diallo getting set to come in. All knotted up at 27. To the free throw line goes Sadie's Miller. Shoots 52% on the year from the free throw line. Let's set the lineup for you now. We've got Laros, Cuthbertson, Morgan, Diallo, and Tyler Cole Ross. At the free throw line, Sadie's Miller. He's got a 1-1 upcoming. He's the first to get the second. Sadie's Miller averages 2.1 points per game. And they got the first.
Boy, so far, you know, if this game comes down to free throws, Papa Bluff's looking better than we are right now. They're doing a good job hitting their free throws.
In this game, they are.
Mineral Area so far, you know, it's kind of struggled a little bit on their free throws.
And they've got a slight edge on the year, 71% to 70%. So perhaps a negligible difference. But, yeah, tonight, hey, nice work right there.
I knew I would jinx him. He missed the second one.
Nice work. Sadie's Miller misses the second. And 28-27, Three Rivers by a point. Mackett looking for the lead. Bouncer to Tyler Cole Ross. Right wing extended. Laro sets the screen. Tyler steps outside of the arc to Cuthbertson now. Zach slashes through. Rises middle of the lane. Wouldn't go. Long rebound. Right corner. Diallo tracks it down. Jabril now driving through. Floats one out to Morgan. Jabril gets it back. Deep left corner. 3:25. He'll back it out. 28-27. Three Rivers leading it here. Jabril drops the shoulder into Miller. No call. Jabril slashes through, drops the shoulder again, and this time he's whistled for the charge.
Yeah, I think they, you know, he did that once on that possession. They let it go, and then he kind of did it again, and they said, you know, we can't let you get by with that twice. So they call him for the foul. Unfortunately, now that's his third foul, so he'll be sitting probably the remainder of this 3 minutes and 18 seconds in this first half.
Yep, bad news there.
Yep.
Jabril gets the third. 3:13 remaining in the first half. Three Rivers up by one, 28-27. A drive by Saunders. He executes the push-off, but no call there. And out of the left corner, Gabe Grant elevates for three. Missed it long. Tyler Cole Ross has the rebound. Mack looking for the lead. TKR, head of the circle, shifts gears, fires to the right corner. Roundtree's back in. His three-pointer will not fall. And Terrence Parker has the rebound. Parker hands it off to Cameron Redis. Redis going to be guarded by Roundtree right here. Redis plays to Saunders. Saunders slashes through and hits it right over the top of Laros. Aiden Saunders has six. 30-27. A three-point lead for Three Rivers. 2:25 remaining in the first half of play. Mack trying to trim it to one, maybe tie it up right here. Cuthbertson on the right wing. Zach to Tyler Cole Ross. Tyler Cole traveled with it. Luke Streggy looked at the official and he raised two fingers and he goes, two steps, and the official raised three back at him. No, three.
Yeah.
30-27. Three Rivers by 3 points. 2:13 remaining in the first half of play. These two teams have split on the season. Mack won 80-78 at Three Rivers. Three Rivers won 70-68 at Mack. This is Gabe Grant, top of the key. Over to the right wing, Ronnie Carson. Saunders runs off the screen.
Yeah, there we go. Nice.
And Tyler Cole Ross somehow bounced off of Grant, hit the deck, and I think that's Gabe's third.
That was a nice job for Tyler Cole Ross to again, kind of draw a little bit of attention to it by flopping down the ground like that.
Maybe a bit of theatrics?
Yeah, maybe a little bit of theatrics, but it was still a foul, but he made sure that foul was called by flopping to the ground like that.
And that's the third on Grant. Gabe Grant, a 15.2 scorer on the year. 1:59 remaining in the first half, 30-27. And it's a three-point advantage. 4-3 Rivers, Roundtree, Tyler Cole Ross, Morgan, Cuthbertson, Laros. The five on the floor for the Cardinals. Laros comes up to the left elbow to grab the pass. Skips it down to the right corner to Tyler Cole Ross. TKR looks for the drive. Bluffs it, now tries to pass it to Laros. And another bad cat passed by Tallers and intercepted. So Three Rivers with the basketball and a three-point lead. 1.5 minutes remaining in the first half. Top of the key, Carson. Carson says, Rita's come and get it. But good defense by Morgan. So Carson keeps it. Laros shows on him. Carson trying to drive it. Lost it off of his shoots up and out of bounds.
You know, nice job defense by Mark Laros. He was trying to guard the speedier player there and was able to move his feet, really get a nice job, and cause that pass to go out of bounds.
So good defense by Mark. And here's another good defender coming in his place, Devin Thomas. 30-27. Three Rivers continues to lead by three. Some full court token pressure here by Three Rivers. Tyler Cole Ross going to play it in. Looks like he wants to get it into Roundtree. Three Rivers going to guard all over the floor right here. Roundtree steps back to grab it. 1:18 remaining in this first half. Roundtree directing a little traffic right here. Roundtree goes behind his back. Drives down the middle of the lane and floats it in.
I heard Coach Strange say, you've got a tree, you've got a tree. And he let the other players just get out of the way and let Tree go to work. And he drove the lane and scored with a little floater.
And 30-29, it's a one-point edge And another moving screen against the Raiders. This time it's against Jeffrey Porter. Both of them have come right at the top of the key where the officials are always looking. Second foul on Porter. Mack now looking for the lead. 30-29. Three Rivers on top. 54 seconds left. Roundtree going to be guarded by Miller right here. Last time they spread it out and Roundtree just went to work. This time it'll be Thomas coming up to grab the pass. And a back cut Morgan. Can't find him there. Now Sean working off the screen from Thomas. Here's Morgan on the right wing. Guarded tightly but launches it. Right in his face!
Yes.
Oh, he put it right in his mug! Lamar Morgan! Bang, bang! The Bird has six! And the Mineral Area College Cardinals lead it by two. 32-30. Mack on top. Half a minute left first half. And we're back in half a minute on KREI.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product, called Roundup Savings, allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another Neura Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with Neura Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at neurabank.com to learn more. Neura Bank, member FDIC.
How about that shot from Lamar Morgan? Dude was right on him.
He was.
Said, I don't care.
Such a tough shot. And I love it when Morgan feels it like that because more than likely he's going to hit that shot. I mean, he shot that. I figured I was going to go in. Nice job.
25 seconds left, first half. Three Rivers with the basketball. Mineral Area College leading it by two. 32-30. It's Cameron Reedus backing it out. Now slashing through. Pulls up at the free throw line. Misses it. Good show by Cuthbertson to help on D. Story had the rebound. It's stolen right away from him. And then he fouls Porter.
Oh, doggone it. We had that with 10.9 seconds. We're going to get the last shot.
May still get the last shot.
Yeah, we will. Hopefully.
Surrender some free throws.
Yeah, if we get the rebound, this free throw.
So Porter goes to the free throw line, 81% on the season. He's 2-for-2 tonight. Boy, that was great first shot defense right there. Great help side defense by Cuthbertson. Forced the miss. But then as Story controlled the rebound, he just had it poked away and then fouled. First free throw goes down for Jeffrey Porter. His second free throw could tie it up at 32. And then Mack should have it for the final shot. Porter's second free throw long, and the rebound taken down by Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson dribbling it up the floor with 8-7. Zach to the lane with 5-4. Lays it off the window and got it to go. Zach Cuthbertson races end to end. He beats the buzzer, and Mineral Area College takes a 3-point lead to the locker room. 34-31. And that's what can happen when your leading rebounder is also your most athletic guy.
Yeah, because, you know, be able to get that rebound and then take it coast to coast there with 10 seconds to go and put it in and score. That's huge.
So now we're
up 34-31. Wow.
This is what Three Rivers and Mack is supposed to be, right?
Well, that's exactly right. And we told you this was going to come down to the wire. Sure enough, first half, it's coming down to the wire.
I thought Cameron Reedus was terrific.
That's something we've been lucky to avoid him in the last couple games. When I say avoid him, avoid his usual good games, and he had a really good first half.
He's a very talented scorer. 34-31. Mineral Area College leads it by 3 points right here. Zach Cuthbertson with a big rebound, a 94-foot run from end to end, and lipped it right in on the layup to close the first half of play. So, 34-31, Mack by three of the half over Three Rivers. We've got your halftime show in 2 minutes right here on KREI.
The choice of an insurance company is an important one. You want someone to provide you with the best policy, with the best price, and the best service a company possibly can. Welcome home to Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Hi, I'm Kim Fisher.
And I'm Chris Schamberg. Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company provides you with the best policy, the best price, and the best service we possibly can.
We are and will continue to be a hometown company with hometown values, servicing insurance needs in Perry County, St. Genevieve County, and in the surrounding areas.
You're at home with Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Call our office today in Perryville at 573-547-6633 or in St. Genevieve at 883-3520 or online at moalliance.ins.com.
It's truck month at Reuther Ford, and time for 0% APR for 72 months on your new Ford F-150. Hi, this is Doug Jr. Right now, Reuther Ford has all remaining 2016 F-150s available for 0% APR for up to 72 months. That's 6 full years at no interest for you. Or choose a new 2017 F-150 and get 0% APR for up to 60 months. And remember, with any new F-150 purchase at Reuther Ford, you'll get the comfort of knowing you'll get a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage on your new truck. It's all part of Ford's 40 consecutive years of truck leadership in the automotive industry. And remember, if you have credit problems, it's no problem at Reuther's. With Ford Motor Credit Financing, in most all cases, we can put you behind the wheel of your new Ford with little to no interest. Just stop by for complete details. And be sure to like us on Facebook, too, for additional specials and even giveaways. So get 0% for up to 72 months during Truck Month at Reuther Ford off I-55, the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit.
A terrific first half of play right here at Jefferson City as the Mineral Area College Cardinals lead Three Rivers 34-31. And Kevin, the shooting slightly favors Mac, but I think I'm most probably encouraged by the rebounding.
Yeah, you know, that's something that we definitely were afraid about getting hammered on the boards. But, yeah, we're doing a good job. In fact, we've tied. 17-17 is the rebounding totals after the first half.
And it's been team rebounding. Check this out. Thompson with three, Thomas with three, Diallo with three. Story's got one, Cuthbertson and Morgan with two. I mean, everybody's pitching in. The guards are hitting the boards just as much as the bigs right now. So that may have been a bit of an adjustment for Luke Strege.
And the one thing we were worried about was the free throws. About giving up too many free throws and having them go to the line look like they were making more. And they did make a few more. They made 7 out of 10, shooting 70%. And Mac shot 5 out of 9, so 55%. So.
But when you scoot back.
That's right. If you go, but you're right, you scoot back over the three-point line. Mac shooting 50%, 5 out of 10. Nice job
really
shooting that first
there.
Half. And Three Rivers is 2 out of 9.
For 22%.
Right.
Mineral Area College is a slightly better shooting team coming into this game. In fact, Mac is among the leaders in the country in field goal percentage. They are fifth in the country at 52.5% from the field. They are 39.1% outside of the three-point arc. Mac actually shoots 10 percentage points better than does Three Rivers. Three Rivers shoots 42% on the year, and they're 34.2 outside of the three-point arc. So that in and of itself probably not surprising. Let's go through the individual scoring now in this game. And we've sung the praises of Cameron Redis, and for very good cause. Redis has 10 points. He's got 1-3, but his pull-up game where he's taking guys and driving them and then just stopping and elevating, that's been, I think, very impressive.
Yeah, and he's got he's 4-for-8 on the field goal, so yeah, he did that several times.
So Redis has 10 to lead the Three Rivers Raiders. Aiden Saunders, who has been a Mac killer this year, not quite on his Mac pace, but he's on his regular season pace. He's got 6.5. Jeffrey Porter with 5, Terrence Parker with 2 points, Sadies Miller has 1, Gabe Grant has hit just 1-3, and Mineral Area might say go ahead and continue shooting those threes because Gabe doesn't have a great percentage from there on the year, 28%. And Ludi Kuyulud scores 4 points, Cavalier Pippen with 2. The Mineral Area College Cardinals are led for the second game in a row by Jabril Diallo. I mean, he started out this thing smoking. He's got 10 points, and he was actually limited in his minutes because of foul trouble, too.
Yeah, he only played 8 minutes in that first half and shot 3-for-5 from the field goal, 2-for-2 from the three-pointers, so and 2-for-2 for the free throws.
Jabril playing great. Zach Cuthbertson got his points a little bit later. We started it on a lob to him off of an inbound, put that in, and then he raced end-to-end after a rebound off of a missed free throw and beat the buzzer to Notch's final field goal of the first half. So Cuthbertson with 6. Morgan has 2 threes. He's got 6. Tyler Cole Ross hit a triple, 1-for-2 at the line. He's got 4. And Sean Roundtree rounds it out with 4 points himself. So that's a check of your numbers at the half. 34-31. Mineral Area College leads Three Rivers semifinals of the district or regional Region 16 tournament. Now, Kevin, if people didn't join us at the beginning of our broadcast, but they have tuned in now, some intrigue in tomorrow's championship game, State Fair and Moberly meeting in the other semifinal. Moberly defeats State Fair for the third time this season. They knock them off 100-82. But as a timeout was being called in that game, one of the state fair guys kind of bumped in to one of the Moberly guys. The Moberly guy then went after him. The benches cleared. It wasn't like a complete melee, but, you know, kind of a bump here, a bump there, maybe a punch or two thrown as well. What happened, the result of all that, is both benches, the entirety of both benches, got thrown out of the game. And the Moberly coach, Pat Smith, when he came to our broadcast location before the game, we checked with him and said, are those guys available for you tomorrow? He said, no, I've got five guys for tomorrow's
yeah,
game.
Yeah, and I think he'll be lucky to have five. I witnessed the altercation happen right in front of me, and I saw one of their players, number 11.
It was Brandon.
Brandon Better, throw a punch or two. And I'm not sure, you know, I don't know if they could go back and look at it or what, but, he's lucky he was still in the game. I don't know if the refs missed that or what, but he definitely threw a punch and landed a punch. I mean, it was definitely a punch. And that really incited the state fair guy as well. And so it's kind of ugly there. It was about a 25-minute delay in that game and while they sorted things out and got them cleared off the floor. I mean, it was tough just to get them off the floor. And so then there was a big wonder, well, what's going to happen? Will they be suspended? And some people thought yes, some people thought no. But as people started looking it up and looked at the rules, they said, no, they're going to be suspended because you can't do that.
And Pat Smith verified
and he verified that, that he will only have those five players.
What the officials eventually, I think, settled on is perhaps rather than if they were confused on who what number was what guy, they figured out everyone who was in the game and kind of, in a way, cleared them and said, okay, we know who wasn't in the game.
Right.
And so everybody else left the bench.
Right.
So you get tossed out.
And then they did give Brandon Better a technical. And so
they did.
So State Fair did shoot a couple of free throws on the technical, but they did not eject him from the game. That's going to make tomorrow's region championship game pretty interesting. One like no other, I would assume.
I was talking to some Moberly fans, and they said, we might as well just go home if that's the case. We might as well not play. And I said, you know what? Either that or it's one of the greatest wins in the history of
the program. Yeah, that's exactly right. That could be very interesting.
34-31. It's a three-point lead for Mac of the half. And we'll talk to Todd Cuck. We'll play our post-game interview with Todd Cuck, the women's head coach, during our halftime show coming up next right here on KREI.
Money, money, money! Money!
Jason, what are you going on about now?
Money, savings, our customers, Hustler Fast Track Mowers.
Yes. Did you know that right now customers can save $500 off Hustler Fast Track Mowers?
Obviously. That's why I'm singing money, money, money. It's time for everyone to save big money on the mower that sets the highest standard for all other brands to reach.
Hurry into Fliggs Equipment today and save big money on the Hustler Fast Track Mower.
Really? I already said that.
Well, I said it too. Fliggs Equipment. Let our family serve your family. Highway 32 in St. Genevieve and on the outer service road at the Ludington exit.
And online 24/7 at fliggs.com.
Back to Jason Jim in Jefferson City, where the Mineral Area College Lady Cardinals are going to the Region 16 championship game. Now, in the interest of telling the full story here, Kevin, the Three Rivers Raiders were up 10 points when their best player, Ganesha Robinson, went down with a knee injury that did kind of change the game a little bit.
Oh, I think so, too. She was really penetrating and then dishing, and even though she didn't have, like, a ton of points, I think she had five, she was really doing a lot, like Haley Winter does for yeah. Mineral Area. And when she went out, just the whole momentum just changed at that point. And we were able to prevent them, for the most part, from getting to the lane. We were able to prevent them from getting so many offensive rebounds. And then we started to take care of the ball as well.
Max scored 20 of the game's next 25 points and tied it up at 25. Now, Mac did fall down by 9 points in the second half, too, but they came charging back again. And during the money time, when it really counted, Mac separated themselves, made the free throws, and late in the game, did not turn the ball over, I think, once. But outside of that, didn't have any live ball turnovers.
Right. Yeah, it was a nice job of them to be able to take care of the ball and and hit some big shots. You know, Allie Golden really pressed in the beginning of the game, didn't hit many of those shots early on. And then we talked about, you know, those are right in her wheelhouse there. Just keep at it. And, boy, she hit four or five right in a row that just sparked that big comeback.
Let's go through the scoring now for you. The Three Rivers Raiders are led in scoring today by Michael Everhart. And she did all of it from three-point land. 12 points for Everhart. 10 points for Cannon McDaniel. Nahom scores 10. 8 points for Markia Porter. Joya Smith scores 8. 5 for Jaleesa Smith. And 8 for Destiny Williams. The Mineral Area College Cardinals get a tremendous performance out of Keandra Perry with 19. Allie Golden scores 16. Shelby Moon with 10. 11 for Haley Winter. 5 points for Jolie Carswell. Mackenzie Smith with 4. Olivia Casey scores 2. And Dominica Shiraka with 3. Hannah Tallene puts in a pair as Todd Cuck tries on the headphones to my right. And, Coach, you're headed back to the Region 16 championship game. You guys are down 10 points early. Nothing seems to be going right. Turnovers, they're out rebounding in. You got the whole thing turned around. How'd you do it tonight?
The girls came out in the second half and started executing and following through with what we had talked about the previous 2 days in practice, is, you know, boxing out and not letting them have second shots. And the defense kept us in it for three quarters until we did get going. And then you have a nice game out of Kia Perry, you know, somebody that's not always stepped up, and she stepped up big today. So I thought the defensive effort was outstanding today. The rebounding could have been a little bit better, but, it kept us in it until we could get going.
And you mentioned Kia Perry, and this is a gal that almost every game you'll see a flash here and there, but she probably put it together as many extended minutes of great performance as we've seen out of her all year. Wouldn't you think, with 19?
Oh, by far the most complete game that she's played and the most effort she's given for the full amount of time that she's in there.
Coach, as Crowder and State Fair get set to go, they'll be your opponent in tomorrow's championship game. What are you going to be watching in this next game?
Well, we'll be watching what defenses they do and in what situations, and obviously we'll be watching who offensive rebounds well for them. Because that'll be another big factor tomorrow.
Congratulations. What a great win.
Thanks, Chad.
Yeah. Headed back to the Region 16 championship. These Mineral Area College Cardinals now 15-15 on the year. Three Rivers season comes to an end at 22-8.
When tragedy strikes, neighbors help neighbors. The Farmington Regional Chamber of Commerce is heading up a mission called Perryville Twister Relief. Purchase tickets for the Tough as Diamonds raffle that includes a $999 Steeler Heart Diamond necklace from Kreckler Jewelers in Farmington and restaurant gift cards from Mary J. Burgers and Brew, 15 West in Perryville and 12 West in Farmington. For details, go to the Farmington Regional Chamber of Commerce Facebook page, Regional Radio, proud media partner in the Perryville Twister Relief.
A three-point lead at the half for the Mineral Area College Cardinals, 34-31. And much like several games this season, Kevin, Mack closes well in the final few minutes there that first half.
Yeah, they were fortunate to be able to kind of make that little run there at the end and able to go in at halftime up three. Again, it's a very important game because tomorrow's game is going to be very interesting going against a five-man Moberly club. So if you can get this one done today, you would think tomorrow would be be an easy game for whoever would come out on top of this game.
You never know. But
yeah, you never know. That'll be a game to talk about for a long time.
Whether it would be easy or not, they would definitely have an advantage.
That's right. That's for sure.
So Mack has the basketball to start the second half. Sean Roundtree is back at it. He sat several minutes in that first half with two personal fouls. And what a good-looking pass by Sean. It's a 27-foot bounce pass, and he hit his man, Devin Thomas, right underneath the basket. And the foul whistled by the officials on Terrence Parker. Morgan bounces it in to Darius Thompson, and he has that thing swatted out of the air by Cameron Reedus. Now, I don't know if this is true, but according to the Three Rivers Raiders stats, that's the first block of the year for Cameron Reedus.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah, and he was up there, too.
He really was. So out of bounds off of Three Rivers. Cuthbertson bluffs a shot from the left corner. He drives inside, floats, fires, missed the shot. Somebody might have got a piece of it, maybe Parker. And now here's Redis down the floor. Cameron goes over the top of a screen. It's a switch off now, and a mismatch as Parker is guarded by Thompson underneath. And if I'm through the Rivers, I'm going to try to get it to Parker, but they don't seem to notice as they float it back outside for Ronnie Carson. And now a switch off again as Morgan is a little bit taller than Thompson, and Morgan is shoved by Terrence Parker. I think Terrence was so excited to have a smaller guy on him.
Yeah.
He kind of got out of control right there.
Yeah, so now he's got two quick fouls, just picked up his first two, but both here in the first 30 seconds of the second half.
34-31. Mack by three with the basketball. Roundtree brings it across that timeline. Uses that left hand, bounces it to Morgan. Back cut, Roundtree. And a nice little sag by Parker, who nearly fouls again. Dislodges the basketball from Morgan, but no call. Darius Thompson off of the dribble. Three-pointer up, missing, and Cuthbertson
nice
flies in to slap it back to a teammate. Morgan back to Zach in the right corner. Now Roundtree has it. Cuthbertson had no business getting that rebound, and yet he did. Here's Thomas now. Thomas, jab step, nothing there. Swing to the right side. That's to Roundtree. Roundtree fouled on the drive attempt by Ronnie Carson. So three quick fouls, Kevin, in the first minute and 12 seconds against Three Rivers.
Yeah, that's Parsons' second of the game.
Mack basketball right of the bucket along the baseline. Roundtree steps over there to put it in play. His four teammates going to spread out from corner to corner. The big men deep in the quarters with Cuthbertson and Thomas. They'll pinch in and screen set for them. And now releasing is Thompson. Thompson dribbles with the left hand. Dribble weave handoff, Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson trying to break down Grant. Now drives it. Now works it to Thompson. Pump fake on the three. Drives inside. Double clutches. Has it tapped out of his hands. Back in. Regains it and spins it in on the reverse. The first score for Darius Thompson. And Mack leads by five. 36-31. Mineral area leading it here. And there's a traveling violation on Terrence Parker. Terrence is frustrated right now. 36-31, Mack leads with the basketball. This is Roundtree, stepping in to grab it. Sean dribbles with the left hand. Now works back to the right. And works it over to Cuthbertson. Zach plays to Devin Thomas, back to Sean. Roundtree on the right wing, bouncer to Thomas. Lost it, got it back, hooks it up, missed it. A battle for the board, and it's won by the Raiders, Redis. Redis flies it up the floor to Ronnie Carson. Ronnie laying it in with the left hand and fouled by Cuthbertson. His layup will not fall, but he'll get two shots.
Tell you what, that was speed there for Carson to be able to run down the floor that fast. And he almost got a free layup or dunk, but Zach did catch up to him there and foul him as he was going up.
Carson, a bullet down the left side of the lane. He's a 77% free throw shooter, and he's looking for his first point of the evening. And he's got it. So Ronnie with his first point, averages 6.5. And here's Kavion Pippen checking in. 6'10 sophomore, is the nephew. I don't know if he's the first nephew, but he is related to Scottie Pippen. Leads him in rebounding, 7 per. Second free throw will not go. And Thomas clears the rebound. So Carson goes 1-for-2. We've got a 4-point game. Mack 36, Three Rivers 32. Roundtree bringing it across the half-court stripe. Pounding it on the hardwood. Bounces now to Thompson. Thompson coming off the screen from Thomas. They work the pick and roll. Can't find Thomas. And now Thompson picks the dribble up. Goes to Roundtree. Spins a 360. Oh, mercy. They're going to catch him for a travel right there. I don't know about that.
They're saying he, as he spun around, he spun his pivot foot, is what the ref just said.
Here's Pippen now. Pippen works it high-low. And a tough, muscly shot by Aiden Saunders. He's got 8. We've got a 2-point game. 36-34. Mack by 2 with the rock. Roundtree in the left hand. Plays between the circles with Thomas. Hands off Cuthbertson. Two-handed chest pass, left wing Morgan. Morgan over to Roundtree. Sean looking out along the perimeter, looking for the screen, finds it with Thomas. And now Sean taking it all the way to the hole. Off the window, wouldn't go. Battle for the board, won by Pippen. Three Rivers has a chance to now tie or take the lead. Redis fires it down to the left corner to Carson. Carson coming off the screen from Pippen. Looks to drive in his own now. And they're going to call Darius Thompson for the foul. That's the third on Black. 36-34. Well, the first time it was the bigs in foul trouble. Kevin, and now it's the guards in foul trouble for Mack. Mack has more guards than bigs, though. So now here's Redis. Redis bounces from the outside to the inside, and a great box out by Cuthbertson, who grabs a hold of the rebound. Zach now puts it into second gear, attacks the rack, and just flat beat Pippen to the hole. Somebody got in the way. It may have been Pippen. It was. Well, that's the third on Kavion Pippen.
Zach's really upset. He was really hoping to finish that and possibly even dunk it. I thought he might even come across there and dunk it and was fouled.
You know, the official scorers remained firm, and they say that's the fourth on Pippen. That is huge.
That is huge. And so, yeah, I'm sure he'll come out of the game.
I mean, that's 6'10 huge.
Yeah.
Zach missed that free throw, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
That's his third miss of the. He's 0 for 3. He hadn't been 0 for 3 from the line all year. But Pippen was one of the major differences in the victory for Three Rivers that game at the Bob. Cuthbertson back to the line. 0 for 4 for Zach in the ball game. And Mack hanging on by 2 points. Top of the key, Miller over to the left wing. And that's Redis. Redis guarded by Morgan. Morgan all over him right now. A bouncer to Saunders. Saunders guarded by Thompson now. Saunders flaring over to the right wing. He's outside of the arc. Picks up a screen looking for the pick and roll. Plays it down underneath that of Parker. Parker working on Thompson and flips it right over the top of him for the score. That's a pretty nice pick and roll by Three Rivers to tie it up at 36.
Well, they got a delay of game warning there for kicking the ball away on number 20 in black, they said.
Gabe Grant.
That would be Gabe Grant. Just a warning. Just a delay of game warning.
We're tied at 36. So it's been a modest 5-0 run for Three Rivers over the last 2 minutes and 20 seconds. 16:08 remaining, second half. That Tilken full court pressure now. And Cuthbertson says, clear out, guys. I can bring it up. Scoops it to Roundtree. Roundtree at half court. Right-handed dribble. Bounces it over to the right wing, extended. Now he's looking for the drive, keeps it in the left hand, out to Morgan. Morgan has his three-pointer blocked right back at him, but he grabs the loose ball, attacks the rack, and then tries to windmill it in. Can't do it, but he's fouled by Redis. Good wherewithal by Lamar Morgan right there after, I believe that was Parker that blocked it. No, I think it was Saunders that blocked his three-point shot.
Yeah, that's just Redis' first foul.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's make some free throws now. Oh, my goodness.
Zach Cuthbertson shooting 76% is 0 for 4 from the line. Lamar Morgan shooting 81% is 0 for 1 from the line. Lamar's got another one here to try to break that tie.
There we go.
And they rattle it in. 7 points for Lamar Morgan. And Mineral Area College leads by one, 37 to 36. 15:40 on this second half clock. Redis guarded by Tyler Colross, goes right by him. Roundtree comes out to help out, and now here's a three by Grant, and he buried it. Gabe Grant stuck it in with Cuthbertson charging hard after him. 39-37. And it's Three Rivers leading it now. Three Rivers is on an 8-1 run. 15-20 remaining in the second half. Tyler Colross curling off of the screen. Dribbling it at the head of the circle to the left hand now. Slashes through. Euro step at least. But Tyler finishes through traffic. 6 points for TKR. And we're all tied up at 39. Right wing Grant bluffs the three. Drives it in. Cuthbertson dislodges the ball from behind. But he gets caught for the foul. Second foul on Zach. Raiders basketball right of the bucket along the baseline. Put it in play to Redis. Redis in the deep right corner. And the ball is poked away from him by Tyler Colross. He'll play Division I ball at Central Connecticut next year. Roundtree out, Diallo in. Boy, Jabril Diallo was awesome in the first half. He scored 10. Three Rivers basketball. Miller to put it in play. He finds Grant. We're tied at 39. 14:55 remaining in the second half. Grant watched by Cuthbertson. Gabe trying to break him down now, curling off a screen, plays it back over to the right side, a nifty pass down underneath. The shot was challenged by Thomas, but Sadie's Miller is going to the free throw line. So Sadie's Miller, 1-for-2 from the free throw line today, a 52% shooter on the season. And that is the second foul whistled against Devin Thomas. So Miller at the stripe, two shots upcoming. And the first one, it missed it hard off the back iron. Jeffrey Porter checks in for Aiden Saunders. Second free throw by Sadie's Miller, sophomore from Monticello, Arkansas. Miller back to the stripe, dips it, flips it, and he missed this one as well. So 0 for 2. Ross has the rebound. Diallo brings it up the floor on the right wing now. Jabril says, calm it down, we'll run it right here. Jabril, the sophomore out of Guinea, a bouncer to Thomas. Thomas back to the basket, turns, fires, now Diallo. Diallo slashing it left of the hole and loops it in. Count the bucket, and Jabril headed to the free throw line. Double D came to play.
What a move. I tell you what, it all started with that first step. He has such a first quick step. Got around, I believe it was Redis, got around Redis and was wide open to the basket. And at that point, you knew he was going to score and was fouled as he scored.
That quick first step, Kevin. And then once he gets his body in motion, you get in front of him at your own peril.
Yeah, because he's a real muscular, broad-shouldered guy right there. And yeah, he's coming in hard.
Jabril led this team in scoring in the last outing. That victory over State Fair. Jabril scored 24 points in that game. He leads him in scoring right now with 12, and he's at the free throw line trying to complete the three-point play.
Oh,
and that's been the tricky part right now for the Cardinals is hitting those free throws. He misses that one. Story and Laros are both in. Diallo, Roundtree, and Cole Ross. And now here's Redis coming off the screen, grabs it, now backs it out. He's trying to set up Diallo for the drive. Laros comes out to help, though, on the pick-and-roll situation. Laros now caught on him, and it's up to Diallo to guard Parker down underneath. Parker throws it right to Luke Streggy over on the MAC bench. That was an errant pass that was about 12 feet wide of his target.
Yeah, it was.
41-39, MAC by two. 13:58 on the second half clock. Sean Roundtree standing right in front of us, getting set to put it in play. Luke Streggy says, Tree, you are the two. That means Diallo running the points. Jabril on the right wing. Redis guarding him there. Jabril working through the show on the top by Parker. Laros, hook shot, air ball from 8 feet. It was an 8-foot shot, but he shot it 12 feet.
Yeah, that wasn't a good shot.
Now here's Redis, open three. Missed it short. Tree has the long rebound, but it's stolen away from him by Carson, who spins a 360. Laros blocks the shot, but then on the follow-through, fouled his man, Carson, who's going to the free throw line. Boy, Mac had a fast break written all over it right there.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And Carson stole it away from Roundtree.
Yes, he did. And then, Mark, you'd like to see Mark kind of stick his arm out and, instead of just coming down so hard, when you slap down at the ball that hard, you're probably going to get called for a foul.
Mark's got 27 blocks on the year. He might have double that if he would stay straight up
down. Yeah,
so many of them were called fouls. Carson hits the free throw. 2-for-3 on the night, 77% on the year. Mack leads by a point, 41-40. So Carson has a chance to tie the game here. Aiden Saunders back in, and Redis will get a rest. Here come the two bigs for the Cardinals, Cuthbertson and Thomas. And the second free throw is missed by Carson. Mack's got the rebound. Diallo with a pumpkin. Diallo guarded by Saunders. A couple of big guards. Right wing pass Story, Justin to Laros. Right wing extended. Now it's Jabril. Jabril looking for the drive. Ball dislodged. Saunders scrapped it away. Jabrillo has it back. And now he's got it back with 9 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Jabril slashing through. All the way through. Left-hand runner. Oh, he missed it. Everything but the deuce. 41-40. Mack by a point. Headed the other way. The layup will not fall for Ronnie Carson. But he's going to go back to the free throw line. This guy is playing attack mode basketball right now. And this one's going on Roundtree, and that is his third.
Well, this game is really coming down to free throws, and neither team shooting great.
But Three Rivers shooting better.
Yeah, they are definitely shooting better.
Ronnie Carson is 3-for-5 from the foul line. You know, they might be shooting better, but like you said, they're not a lot better. So Carson back to the stripe. He's tied the game at 41. And Ronnie's back to the stripe. He averages 6.5 points a game. He's got 3 so far tonight. He's trying to put Three Rivers in front, and he does so. 4 points for Carson, and 42-41, Three Rivers leads. 12:59 remaining in the second half. Timeout on the floor. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on KREI.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes a throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Well, Ronnie Carson has been driving hard to the hole. He's got a couple of steals. He's played a couple of dynamic minutes. He's put his team on top as the Three Rivers Raiders lead Mineral Area 42-41. It's MAC basketball. Sean Roundtree remains in the game with 3 personals, as does Jabril Diallo. Bouncer to Lamar Morgan. He's double-teamed. Plays to Cuthbertson. Zach, middle of the lane. Rises, floats, fires. Missed it. And the rebound taken by the smallest guy on the floor, Sadie's Miller. Miller hands it off Saunders. Saunders chugs it into the forecourt, pitches it out now. And then there's another drive by Carson. He's turned back around. Over to the right wing, Miller. Three Rivers with the lead, 42-41. And the basketball, Gabe Grant on the right wing, drives by Morgan. Diallo comes to help. And now the ball pitched out to the left wing. Carson misses the shot. Thompson's got the rebound. Morgan floats his way up the floor. He'll work it over to Diallo. Luke Strege calls out the play. Mack looking for the lead back, 42-41, Three Rivers on top. 12:05 remaining in the second half. Thomas caught outside, goes to Diallo. Jabril driving it again, and he's held, and he drives by Miller. Jabril is so quick tonight. Sadie's Miller, all he can do is just hold on to him, and that's the second one on Miller. 17 fouls on Three Rivers, 6 on Mack, so both teams shooting from this point forward. 12:01 remaining in the second half. Diallo is 1-for-2 from the foul line. He's trying to tie it right here, and that's exactly what he does. Jabril with 13. He's got 37 over the last 2 games with 12 minutes left. Jabril tries to break the tie now. Diallo dips it, flips it, but he missed it. So we're deadlocked at 42. Three Rivers basketball, knotted up at 42, and Jabril Diallo just picked up his 4th.
Oh, no, that's a bad
foul. He gambled and went for the steal out high and just clipped the arm of Aiden Saunders. Jabril is having such a good game. And he'll stride over to the side. He'll have a few minutes left later in this game. But Aiden Saunders steps to the stripe. He's 2-for-2. And he shoots 83% on the season. Saunders, a freshman from Atlanta, Georgia. He scored 20 and 21 points in the 2 meetings between these two, and he blows the first of the one-on-one. So he gives it back to Mack. Tied at 42. Roundtree comes off the screen from Thomas. Quips the pass over to the right wing. Cuthbertson lobs to Thomas. Thomas triple-teamed, trying to throw it to the open man, and the loose ball finally picked up by Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson stepping inside the lane. Throws to the right corner. Wide open three. Roundtree rattled it in and out. And the rebound taken down by Pippen. Pippen throws it up the floor. And the call is going to be a foul against Morgan as Cameron Reedus hits the deck.
Boy, and the bad thing is Morgan was running down. He had his hands up. He ran into... Reedus ran into Morgan's back and fell down across his back. Morgan wasn't even running in his direction, and he gets called for the foul. That's, I'll tell you what, that's offensive smarts by Reedus. He was kind of going down, and so he kind of lurched towards Morgan and somehow was able to draw the foul.
You know, you see that at a Roundtree a lot, how he'll, as he's dribbling up the floor, he'll angle his body into that defender who's just running alongside. And the same, you know, type of playmaker, Cameron Reedus, does the same thing there.
Yeah, yeah, and just drew that foul. You know, you see that sometimes, but you don't see it a lot with the guy's back
to him. I mean, because Morgan's really, it was across his back. I mean, he wasn't even facing him. He's running the other way.
So Redis to the free throw line. Cameron's 1-for-2 tonight. They get 2-of-3. Redis had 10 first half points. That's his first score in the second half. 11:20 remaining. 43-42. Three Rivers by one. Redis back to the line. Three Rivers by two. Redis notched them both. 44-42. Three Rivers leads. Nobody has come close to a double-digit lead in this game. Mack led by five at 36-31. I think that's the largest margin tonight. Three Rivers leads. 44-42. 11-11. Remaining in the second half. Now Tyler Cole Ross slides through and traveled on his way. They call it traveler.
No, they call it an offensive foul on TKR.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be a trap. In fact, Kevin, I thought he traveled before the contact was made.
And you're right. I thought they were calling the travel as well.
So Tyler out. And it's Morgan back in. 44-42. Three Rivers up by a pair. 11:06 left to play in the second half. We'd like to thank Unico Bank of Potosi, DeLoge, and Irondale, and Fleegs Equip of St. Genevieve's and Lettington. Sadies Miller throws a beautiful pass. He led Cameron Redis perfectly. In fact, he threw that before Redis was really fully engaged in that back pick, and Redis flat tracked it down. That's a pretty nice two-man game. That's the third foul on Devin Thomas.
Yeah, and again, we're sending him to the line. We got to keep these guys off the free throw line. And this is a way to get Redis going right here, is sending him to the free throw line.
Boy, he missed it. How about
but
that?
He did miss it, yep.
In the second game between these two teams, as Redis missed that one too.
Yep.
What's going on around here? In the second game between these two, Kevin, the one that Mack lost, Three Rivers shot 42 free throws. 44-42. Still a two-point advantage for Three Rivers. Cuthbertson over on that right wing. The defenses have been stingy tonight. Thompson hands it off Roundtree. Roundtree looking for the drive. Gets deep in the paint. Floats and fires. Missed it. Pippen's got the rebound. Pippen gives it over to Miller. Three possessions in a row. The Raiders have led by two. They've not been able to add to it, and Mack's not been able to tie it up. Now here's Grant. Shoots a three-pointer right over the top of Cuthbertson. It won't fall, but a foul is called away from the basketball. This one's going against Morgan. Lamar has his third personal. So we've got Roundtree, Thompson, Thomas, and Morgan all with three personals, and Diallo with four. And the march to the free throw line continues. As Cameron Redis goes back there and sinks this one, he's got 13. In that victory, in the last meeting between these two, Three Rivers made 30 of those 42 free throws they attempted. Redis rolls this one through. He's got 14, and it's a four-point advantage for Three Rivers, 46-42, 10 minutes, 10 seconds left. Mineral Area basketball. A skip pass stolen away by Miller. A poor pass by Cuthbertson. Miller fires it to the right wing Porter. Back to the top, Miller. And back to the right wing to Porter. Now here's Redis, guarded by Morgan. Redis drives it to the right baseline and sticks it in from 17. What a shot by Cameron Redis. And a timeout now by the Three Rivers Raiders. Step aside with them. Three Rivers with its largest lead. 48-42. Over Mineral Area, 9:45 remaining in the second half. We're back in 30 seconds on KREI.
When tragedy strikes, neighbors help neighbors. The Farmington Regional Chamber of Commerce is heading up a mission called Perryville Twister Relief. Purchase tickets for the Tough as Diamonds raffle that includes a $999 Steeler Heart Diamond necklace from Kreckler Jewelers in Farmington and restaurant gift cards from Mary J. Burgers and Brew, 15 West in Perryville and 12 West in Farmington. For details, go to the Farmington Regional Chamber of Commerce Facebook page, Regional Radio, proud media partner in the Perryville Twister Relief.
Ready.
Three Rivers with its largest lead of the game, 48-42. The fouls mounting for Mack, certainly, but Mack hasn't done a lot on the offensive end in the past five minutes either.
I was thinking that, too. You know, we are doing a bad job of, we're sending Three Rivers to the line a lot, but we're also on the offensive end. It's kind of stagnant. We're not moving the ball very well. It's just kind of stagnant. So let's hopefully now we get something going here.
Haven't scored in 4 minutes. Nearly turned it over again. Morgan is double-teamed and trapped, trying to step out of it, and they say he walked with it. Another turnover by Mack. 9:34 remaining in the second half, and another empty offensive possession for Mineral Area. Mack averages 86 points per game on the year, and with 9:34 left in this one, they've got only 42. Not even halfway there. Three Rivers basketball, they lead it by 6, 48-42. There's a drive by Redis, and Redis finishes through traffic and contact. He's got 18. Cameron Redis has taken over. 50-42, Three Rivers with its largest lead of the game. 9 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in regulation. Top of the key, Cuthbertson walked with it. 50-42, Three Rivers with a lead and the basketball. Did they give the basketball back to Mack for some reason?
No, I'm not sure. I don't know what he was doing there, but looks like we're getting a timeout anyway.
All right, let's step aside with him. 50-42, Three Rivers with a lead, and we think the basketball. We'll tell you when we get back in 1 minute on KREI.
It's truck month at Reuther Ford, and time for 0% APR for 72 months on your new Ford F-150. Hi, this is Doug Jr. Right now, Reuther Ford has all remaining 2016 F-150s available for 0% APR for up to 72 months. That's 6 full years at no interest for you. Or choose a new 2017 F-150 and get 0% APR for up to 60 months. And remember, with any new F-150 purchase at Reuther Ford, you'll get the comfort of knowing you'll get a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage on your new truck. It's all part of Ford's 40 consecutive years of truck leadership in the automotive industry. And remember, if you have credit problems, it's no problem at Reuther's. With Ford Motor Credit Financing, in most all cases, we can put you behind a wheel of your new Ford with little to no interest. Just stop by for complete details. And be sure to like us on Facebook, too, for additional specials and even giveaways. So get 0% for up to 72 months during Truck Month at Reuther Ford off I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit.
To 42, the Three Rivers Raiders with their largest lead of the game, leading Mineral Area College. 9 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in regulation, and Three Rivers has the basketball. We see the ladies team, who will play in the championship game tomorrow, all out there as a group supporting these men. Ronnie Carson, top of the key, right wing pass to Redis. Redis has got to feel like he can score at will right now. He's taking over, and he throws up a three, and he knocks it down. That was a step back, 24-foot three, and Cameron Redis splashes it home. He's got 21 points, and the lead has swelled all the way to 11, 53-42. If there's any time all year long that this MAC team has to come to life, it's right here and right now as Roundtree is fouled on the drive. 8:36. Remaining in regulation. Pippen in. Miller in for Three Rivers. Roundtree goes to the free throw line for, I think, a 1-1.
Yep.
Third foul on Carson. Tyler Cole Ross checking in for Cuthbertson. And Roundtree's to the free throw line where he's 2-for-2 today and 76% on the year. And here comes the first from Tree, and he gets it to go. 5 points for Roundtree. Devin Thomas checks out. So you've got Leros, Cole Ross, Morgan, Roundtree, and Thompson. 5 on the floor. And Roundtree makes them both. Mack trails by 9. Raider basketball. Well, Kevin, you've been here before. Mack was down 9 with 5 minutes remaining at Three Rivers. And they won that game. Down to the right corner, Redis. Redis did a heat check on the last possession, and he passed. And now he's measuring Roundtree. Bounces to Pippen in the corner. Pippen is double-teamed, tries to step through, and then step out of the double-team, but pulled the pivot foot and gives it back to Mack. 10 o'clock in Mid-America on KREI Farmington. Three Rivers, 53. Mineral Area College, 44. The winner goes to the Region 16 championship game against Mobile tomorrow. Roundtree to Tyler Cole Ross. Comes off of a screen. Plays to the left corner. Morgan, triple, missed it. Backside rebound taken down by Redis. Redis throws a pass to Grant. Grant down to the right corner. Saunders drives it. And Tyler Cole Ross slaps in from behind and picks up just his second foul. But that'll send Saunders to the free throw line. A chance for the Raiders to go up by 11 again here if he can hit them both. Cuthbertson and Thomas both getting set to check back in. Saunders misses the first. Saunders is an 83% foul shooter coming in, and he's now 2-for-4 in this one. Morgan and Leros out. Back to the stripe, Aiden Saunders, with Three Rivers leading up by 9. Saunders with 8 points tonight. And now he's got 9. 54-44. 7:44 remaining in regulation. Roundtree. Tippy toes across the timeline. Shifts gears. Drives through. Left the layup short. Cuthbertson grabs the loose ball. And fouled on the stick back attempt. 7:34 remaining in regulation. Zach has a chance to cut it to an 8-point game. Cuthbertson on the night with 6 points. He got them all in the first half. And he is now 0-for-5 from the foul line. A 76% free throw shooter coming in. Cuthbertson back to the stripe. He's 0-for-6.
Boy, those are huge.
That's strange. Strange goings on. Aiden Saunders in the left corner. Saunders plays a pass to Gabe Grant. The left elbow jumper won't fall. Battle for the rebound. I think Pippen went over the back.
Yep.
Tyler Cole Ross.
Going to be 5 on him.
With good position right there. Pippen was really one of the major differences, Kevin, in the victory for Three Rivers. And I don't want to say that he's been a non-factor in this ball game, but he's not been much of a factor. And I've now been proven right.
Yeah, you're right. As I say, all night they had that. That's 4. And now they changed it and said that's only his Pippen's 4th foul.
I shouldn't have succumbed, should have I? Tyler Cole Ross misses the first of the 2-shot free throw. We're going to look at those free throw numbers after this game.
Yep.
If Mac loses, we're going to shake our head at that.
Yep, I think so.
TKR back to the stripe. He's 1-for-3 in tonight's ball game from the free throw line.
Oh, my goodness.
And now he's 1-for-4. 54-44. Three Rivers by 10. Top of the key, Carson. Over to the left wing, Saunders. Back to Carson. Carson slashes now to Grant. Outside of the arc, three-pointer won't go. And right there for the rebound is Parker. Parker's quickly double-teamed, and it'll be either a tie-up or a foul. They're going to go with a tie-up. That'll be Three Rivers basketball. Cuthbertson was the man that tied him up. 54-44. A 10-point advantage for Three Rivers. Gabe Grant got it on the inbound, wrapped it up to Redis. Redis launches from 3, missed it. Fortunately, missed it badly because Porter was there in good rebounding position, but the ball sails out of bounds. 6:56 remaining. 54-44. Three Rivers on top. Max basketball. Right wing, Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson plays to Thomas down to the right corner. This is Roundtree. Roundtree to Cuthbertson, top of the key. Cuthbertson fakes the three, steps back. Here's Ross, drives the baseline. Tyler Cole Ross split a double team and threw it off the window. The contortionist finds a way to put it down. Tyler Cole Ross with eight. 54-46. The lead is eight for Three Rivers with 6:20 remaining. Left wing Porter, and Porter nearly threw it away, but back to retrieve it. Carson tracked it down. Carson to the right wing, Grant. Grant looks for the drive inside, muscles it up, but can't muscle it in. Grab the rebound, and a foul, I believe, on Thomas. And that is the fourth personal on Devin Thomas. Boy, Devin was in pretty good rebounding position right there, too, and Grant somehow
worked
his way past him for the rebound.
That's why I thought it might be a tie-up in the beginning because Devin was right there for the ball, but Grant did a nice job of weaving his way in there and getting the ball and getting drawing the foul.
Gabe Grant, 77% from the foul line in the year. This will be his first free throw attempt of the night, and he missed. What's going on with free throws? Grant misses that one. Jabril Diallo back in along with Morgan. Diallo, Morgan, Thompson, Thomas, and Cuthbertson. The five on the floor. The lead is eight for Three Rivers, 54-46. And Grant's back to the stripe, and he got this one to go down. 7 points for Gabe Grant. And so, again, we've got a 9-point advantage for Three Rivers with 5 minutes and change to go. Diallo at the top of the key. Bounces to Morgan. Lamar launches. Three-pointer. Missed it. Long rebound. Taken down by Grant, who flinches on the contact from Cuthbertson. Zach has his third, and we walk down and watch more free throws being taken by Three Rivers.
You know, in both Minority's losses, teams have shot 40-plus free throws.
And we're on our way there.
Yeah, I think we're really close to there now.
So Gabe Grant went 1-for-2 at the line the last time down. And he's got another pair up coming right here, and he misses the first. Tyler Cole Ross checking in for Morgan. So Grant back to the stripe. It's a 9-point advantage for Three Rivers. 55-46. Grant misses this one.
Wow.
Ross has the rebound. Hands off to Diallo. 5:44 remaining and regulation. Bouncer to Thomas. He's on the left wing. Hands to Jabril. Jabril curling off the screen right there. Heads it out, head of the circle. Calls Tyler Cole Ross over. TKR's got it on that left wing. Picks the dribble up. Plays it out to Thompson. Open three straight on. Missed it. Battle for the board. And Devin Thomas is fouled out of this game, having scored only 4 points tonight. And we can only hope that his career is not over at Mineral Area College. You would figure, well, let's just tell you, 5:22 left in the second half, 55-46, a 9-point advantage for Three Rivers, and two free throws coming up for Terrence Parker.
I've got some free throw stats for you. Three Rivers is 17 for 30. Okay, so that's 56%. Not very good.
No.
Max 9 for 22, 40% from the free throw line.
Just awful.
40%, 9 out of 22. So far Three Rivers has shot 30. Looks like it's going to line for two more, so that'll be 32 free throws so far.
So 9 for 22.
And then 17 for 30.
17 for 30 for Three Rivers.
Make it 18 for 31.
Yep. Free throw in by Terrence Parker. And now, Kevin, this is a larger hole than Mac even had to crawl out of at Poplar Bluff. They're down 10 with 5:22 remaining in the second half. Terrence Parker's got another one coming. He gets this one as well, and the margin is 11. 5:22 remaining in the second half. 57-46. Three Rivers leading. 5:20 remaining. Mac basketball. Top of the key, it's Roundtree. And Roundtree is hit by Carson. So Roundtree will get to shoot two free throws. And for Ronnie Carson, that's foul number four. 57-46. Three Rivers leads by 11. Three Rivers has not trailed since they were down 36-31, and then they went on an 8-1 push, and they have either been tied or led since that point on at the 12-minute mark as Roundtree hits the first. Sean's got seven. 57-47, Three Rivers leads. Roundtree back to the stripe. He's got that one. 8 points for Sean. 57-48.
You know, even though we've been talking about all these free throws, you can't put it on the officials. Officials have done a great job tonight. So I'm not saying the officials are calling too many fouls. Just that there's way too many fouls going on.
Here's Redis now. Mack has shifted into a 2-3 zone. And a bullet pass underneath to Grant, who finishes right through the contact of Thompson. And Darius Thompson added his fourth foul. And Gabe Grant, I mean, just look at the guy. He is powerfully built. And muscled that one right through Darius. Grant has nine. And the lead is back to 11. And Grant has a chance to make it a 12-point game at the 4:51 mark of the second half. And he knocks the free throw down. 10 points for Gabe Grant, and 60-48. Three Rivers leads with 4:45 remaining in regulation, and maybe 4:45 remaining in Mineral Area College this season. As Darius Thompson curls out from the screen, slashes down the middle of the lane, and curls it in with a finger roll. 60-50. Three Rivers by 10. 4:37 remaining in the second half. We're back in a minute on KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASE and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Nobody wants to be forced from their home to get the care that they need. Disability Resource Association provides support so individuals can live in their own home. Medicaid recipients hire your own CDS aide, supervise your own care. DRA pays CDS aides over $10 per hour and provides other services at no cost. DRA, the services you need and the wages your aide deserves. Visit DRA's website, disabilityresourceassociation.org, or call today, 636-931-7696.
We were tied at 42 points, Kevin, at the 11 and a half minute mark. So over the last 7 minutes, Three Rivers has gone on an 18-6 run, and they lead now by 10, 60-50. Three Rivers basketball. They want to work some clock here. To Cameron Redis, top of the key. Cuthbertson watches him there. Redis cradles it back and forth. Flips it to the left wing to Porter. Porter hands it off to Grant. Grant curling over the top of the screen by Pippen. Plays it over to the right wing. Redis, three ball, missed it. Thompson skies high for the rebound. There is a tie-up, and Mack has it on the alternate possession. 10-point lead for the Raiders. With 4:12 remaining. Diallo, Roundtree, Thompson, Cuthbertson, and Morgan. The five on the floor for Mack. 4:05 remaining in regulation. Thompson bounces it to Cuthbertson. Cuthbertson to Diallo. Diallo tries to drive it downhill. Defense cuts him off. Zach on the left wing. He slashes inside. And the shot is blocked by Grant. And a foul going against Gabe Grant, his fourth. So Zach works his way to the line, where he has scratched your head 0-for-6 tonight. A 76% foul shooter on the year.
Yeah, if those guys shoot about 75% tonight, we've got about a tie ball game right now.
Yeah. Mac, a 70% free throw shooting team on the year.
My goodness.
And Cuthbertson misses another one. He is 0 for 7. And Mac now 10 for 23, I believe. I believe that was their first free throw since you told us about them. Cuthbertson just hit one. No, Roundtree hit two of them, didn't he, since that time. So now 12 for 26 for Mac. And 60 to 51. It's a 9-point lead for Three Rivers at the 3:40 mark. 2-3 zone by Mineral Area. A lob to Grant at the free throw line. Takes him back outside, throws to Carson, who slices through and is fouled on the drive. The foul going against Morgan, that is his fourth. And that sends the Raiders' Carson back to the free throw line. And the Raiders are going to be well on their way to another 42 free throws tonight.
Yeah.
This one. So Carson back to the stripe. All of his scoring has come from the free throw line. Ronnie is 4 for 6. Now make it 5 and 7. And KU Loud checks in for Pippen. Back to the stripe, Carson. Carson pounds it on the floor. Launches again and got it again. 6 for Ronnie, he's 6 for 8. And it's an 11-point deficit for Mac, 62 to 51, with 3:25 remaining in regulation. Roundtree, top of the circle, drives all the way through and lays it in. Sean's got 10. 3 minutes remaining, or 3 minutes and 13 seconds remaining in regulation. Gabe Grant plays catch with Cameron Reedus out high. 62-53, a 9-point lead for the Raiders. Now 3 minutes to go. Carson nearly lost it. A 2-3 zone by Mack. Over to the right wing, that's Grant. Now here's another drive attempt by Carson. Backs up for three, missed it. Morgan's got the rebound. 2:45 remaining in the second half. Diallo pulls up. Mack has got to get possessions going fast and fast. Morgan down to the left corner, Roundtree. Roundtree slashes through, finger rolls it in. Sean Roundtree has 12. 2:33 remaining. 62-55. A 7-point lead for Three Rivers. Now 2:25 remaining. Three Rivers has kind of gone into freeze mode right here, trying to melt this clock. And Mack has been packed back in the zone with all their foul trouble. Three Rivers basketball. A drive by Reedus and slap from behind by Morgan. Lamar fouls out of this game, having scored 7 points tonight.
Boy, unfortunately with that is, you know, Lamar's one of the best pure three-point shooters on this team, and so we're going to need to try to hit a few threes here as we wind this down, and we're not going to have that threat available to us.
Mac has been, the past about 3 minutes, have been trying to get to the bucket, but Kevin, you're right. Yeah. They're going to have to launch some threes.
Yeah, another thing, too, if you're going to foul, if you're going to foul, you got to foul early in that shot clock, you know, instead of letting it wind down under 20 seconds and then with kind of a silly wraparound foul.
I think Mack has been called for four of those tonight where they let their man beat him off the dribble and then try to slap it away from behind. So Tyler Cole Ross is in for Morgan. And Reedus with two shots upcoming at the free throw line.
And, of course, the last guy you want to put on the free throw line, another thing, is Reedus.
Yep. Cameron Reedus with 22 points tonight. Reedus back to the stripe, and he hits that one. He's got 23. Mac basketball down by 9. 64-55. 2 minutes to go. Cuthbertson slashes through, and he's fouled, and still Mac not shooting those threes.
No.
Luke Streggy feels like apparently that they could get back in it driving it. The clock is stopping because Three Rivers is fouling them every time. 64-55. Only problem is Mac has to be better free throw shooters than the Raiders do in this situation, and they haven't been.
Right.
Cuthbertson hits that one, and Zach now is 2 for 9 from the free throw line. Cuthbertson back to the stripe. And Mac also hasn't been pressing, Kevin. They've been sitting back in that zone as the free throw is missed by Cuthbertson, but tapped in by Tyler Cole-Ross. Nifty tap in by TKR.
Wow.
And with just under one tick under 2 minutes, he's got a 6-point game.
Yeah, I mean, stranger things have happened.
64-58. Mac trails by six. 1:59 remaining in regulation. Three Rivers basketball when we come back in 30 seconds on KRAI.
Get anytime access with Unico Bank's 24-hour banking service. All you need is a touch-tone phone. You can check your current loan balances, check on your last loan payments, get the due date of your next loan payment, transfer funds between accounts current time, as well as check out your account balance. It is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, including holidays. It is easy to use. To find out more, stop at a Unico Bank near you in Potosi, Irondale, or Deloge, or unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated. For you.
.159 remaining in our second half. 64-58. The Three Rivers Raiders lead it by six. Now they did lead it by 12 at the 4:45 mark. 60-48. So Mac has worked back a little bit. And Luke Strahey called a timeout. And I was wondering if he called that timeout to set up a press. And it appears that he did.
Yep, that could call.
Now, Roundtree's going to be at the head of this press. You've got Diallo and Thompson both out there with four fouls. Morgan and Thomas have already fouled out. And the inbound to Gabe Grant. They work it back to Redis. Redis flips it up to Carson. Carson breaks that timeline. He's got it at the top of the key. And it looks like they want to play straight zone D right here. Ronnie Carson, top of the key, bounces to Saunders. Saunders enters it to Grant, nearly slapped away by Roundtree. Grant out to Redis. Redis drives it. They play it out. Saunders, three-pointer, missed it. Rebound, Tyler Cole-Ross. 1 minute, 30 seconds remaining in regulation. The trailer, Diallo, three-pointer. Got it! Got it!
Good job.
Jabril Diallo.
It's getting
16,
interesting.
And we've got a one-possession game. 64-61, 1:15 left to play in the second half. Redis gives it up left side, Carson. Carson over the right side, Saunders. Back to Carson. Carson looks for Grant. Back to Saunders. Down to the right corner, Redis for three. Missed it. On the ground, everybody's scrapping for it. Pippen misses the follow, and the ball is out of bounds and off of middle area. Mac almost had the ball with a chance to tie there, Kevin. 64-61. What a three-point make by Jabril Diallo. Hit it straight on and leads him in scoring with 16 points. Going to keep it right here during this timeout. 56 seconds left. 64-61. Mac trailed 60-48 with 4:45 remaining. They trailed by 11 with 3:25 remaining. They were down 9 with 2 minutes remaining, and they are down now only 3 points.
Yeah, I think the important thing here now, there's 56 seconds there. There is a brand new shot clock, so I think the important thing is not to foul anymore. I mean, we can't keep sending them to the line. We got to play straight up defense, try to get a steal, make sure we block out, get a good rebound, and then come down the other end and get a good shot.
An important word you just used there, rebound.
Rebound, that's right.
We could have used an offensive rebound on that missed three.
Yeah,
right there.
And it was kind of bouncing around. We kind of got lucky, too, because Pippen got it and then did like a reverse behind-his-head shot at the goal. Luckily missed it, and then the ball kind of went down to the ground, and I think it might have been TKR, one of those guys, kind of knocked it out of bounds. And so ball back to Three Rivers now. With a brand new shot clock and 56.7 seconds.
I thought TKR had the rebound for a moment.
I did too.
So 64-61, Three Rivers by three. 56 seconds left. Three Rivers basketball. Left of the bucket along the baseline, it's Ronnie Carson. They'll run Redis out, head of the circle. He gets it on the inbound, and Jabril going to guard him. Looks like an extended zone here. They're going to kind of match up out of this thing. Redis plays it over to the left wing, Porter. Porter, now to Redis, head of the circle. Redis throws it right side, Carson. 42 seconds left, 64-61. Gabe Grant, free throw line jumper, turnaround, got it. Gabe Grant, a big shot. He's got 12, 66, 61, Three Rivers by five. 36 seconds left in the second half. We'll tell you more in 30 seconds on KREI.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Tried to duck into the huddle there, right there, Kevin, and it sounded like Coach Strege was trying to set up a play to get some shooters in the corners. Tyler Coross, one of them, have a driver down the middle, so you can get that quick layup. That'll work, but a kick to the corner for the open three if the defense sucks in.
Yeah, the important thing right now is they really got to score right away. They just need to take it almost like coast to coast and just try to score right away. There's 36.8 seconds left in the game. It'd be nice if they could really get down here really quick as they can and try to get a two-for-one possession if they can.
Well, and they won't be able to lay back in that. Even with all the foul trouble, they're going to have to defend all over the floor.
Yeah, at this point now they're going to have to even resort to fouling now on purpose just to try to get the ball back if they can get down quickly and score.
Full court pressure by Three Rivers. 34 seconds left. Diallo's got it. 66-61 Three Rivers. Jabril to Thompson over to the right wing.
Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington is a proud supporter of the area athletes. Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington encourages all athletes to work hard and keep your direction. The key word to a winning team is work. Innovative Warehousing is a proud supporter of the community and area high school sports. This message brought to you by your friends at Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington.
Need urgent dental care? Hickory Plaza provides urgent dental care clinics for adults and children. Hi, I'm Tracy Wicking with Comtree, and we provide urgent dental care for adults and children on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. It's first come, first serve, starting at 8 a.m. Our last patient is accepted at 10:30 a.m. or until our schedule is full. Contact us at 636-481-6040. That's 636-481-6040. Comtree, health happens here.
If an unfortunate accident happens, don't settle for just anyone to put your vehicle back into shape. Trust the professionals at Kernan Auto Body in Bonterre. Not only does Kernan Auto Body offer years of experience and accepts only perfection when it comes to their work, but customer service and convenience are also top priorities for their customers. Kernan Auto Body now offers windshield repair for chips and cracks, and as always, Kernan Auto Body in Bonterre accepts MasterCard and Visa. Call them today, 573-358-7300.
13995. Do we have your attention? That's the price. The price of a brand new tractor with loader at Coles Tractor and Equipment. From LS Tractor, the major brand distributor, we can offer the XG3025 tractor with loader as low as $13,995. That's a 25 horsepower diesel engine tractor with quick attach loader and skid steer quick attach bucket. Modern stylish design. This compact four-wheel drive tractor is smart in design and style with that distinctive blue color. Synchronized shuttle shift transmission makes changing directions easier and has more operating speeds than other in its class. More legroom with side-mounted gear levers maximizes space and makes getting off this tractor easier. The adjustable seat keeps you comfortable, and we know the better the ride, the longer you'll want to work. So get your farm and home projects complete this spring with your favorite color of blue, the LS Tractor Blue, at the incredibly priced $13,995. Stop by Coles Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington, and see what all the fuss is about. Or give us a call at 573-756-4353.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product, called Roundup Savings, allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another New Era Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with New Era Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hill, Below, Bonfield.
Two free throws were missed by Cameron Reedus, giving Mineral Area College a chance.
Sean Brown's three, steps on the sideline.
Oh, he steps on the sideline.
Before he shot that three-point shot. So Three Rivers gets it in again, and Mack finally fouls with 12 seconds left. Jeffrey Porter going to the free throw line. Three Rivers has so many great options at the free throw line. Porter is among the best of them, 81% on the year. But Redis was a very good free throw shooter, too, and he just missed two shots. So Mack needs Porter to miss not one, but both of these. And then they've got to get a shot to fall on the other end. Only 12 seconds left. 66-63. Three Rivers leads it by three. It's Jeffrey Porter at the free throw line. He is 3-for-4 on the night. Laro's checking in after Diallo fouled out. Diallo played marvelous basketball tonight with 16 points. And he did it despite getting in foul trouble all night long. So Jeffrey Porter to the free throw line, a freshman from Sykeson. Big three throws for him, and he missed the first. We can come up with one more miss, Kevin. I'm telling you, there's a chance.
Yeah, with one more miss, I'm telling you there's a chance, yep.
So Porter is back to the free throw line, and his loose shorts just got a little tighter. Porter's second free throw. Got it. A big free throw by Jeffrey Porter. He makes it a four-point game, 67-63. Three Rivers leading it, 12 seconds left. Mack with the length of the floor to go. He gets it played around three. Roundtree hustling up the floor with 10, 9. Roundtree going the length of the floor. Lays it up to the left side. Count it. He's got 14 points. A quick pass inbound, and Redis is fouled with 7 seconds left. It's a two-point game. So Redis hit two free throws. It's all but over for Mineral Area. If Redis can miss just one of them, Mack will have a chance. Well executed by Roundtree right there. Redis is a fantastic free throw shooter on the year, but he has missed 6 of them tonight.
Yeah, and he did just miss the last two.
He had 7-for-13.
Yeah.
As you said, he missed the last two. He's got 23 points. And of course, he makes this one.
Yeah, and that was the all-important one right here. If he makes this one, it's all but over.
So with Three Rivers up by three, 68-65 and 7 seconds left, Cameron Reed is at the free throw line, trying to make it a two-possession game, and he got it. 25 points for Cameron Reed, 69-65. Mack basketball. They put it in place to Tyler Cole Ross, who is fouled with 5 seconds left. Reed has fouled him.
That's the best thing that could happen for Mack.
It really is.
That does give him somewhat of a chance here now.
Only 1.5 seconds left.
Right.
Now, if Tyler can make both of these free throws, Mack has to foul immediately.
Yeah.
So Tyler Cole Ross, a 57% free throw shooter on the season, and he is 1-for-4
right
tonight.
And surely Blue's going to put Zach or somebody on the line, right?
So Tyler Cole Ross first. He's got it.
Yeah, there he goes.
He's got 11, and now Tyler Cole Ross just steps to the line. A three-point game again with 5.3 seconds left.
Well, we talked earlier about this game. It's going to come down to the wire, and it doesn't get much more nail-biting and to the wire than this game has been.
These two teams through three games are separated by 3 points.
Yes.
Right now, 69-66. Tyler Cole Ross trying to make it a two-point game. 5.3 seconds left. Free throw up and in. Big shot by Tyler Cole Ross. And now Mack has to foul immediately, maybe even before the ball is inbound.
Yeah.
5.3 seconds left. Three Rivers Raiders inbounding it with Lonnie Carson. Carson. Now Roundtree does a tremendous job trying to dive for the basketball, but in the process, he hooks Aiden Saunders, and Roundtree picks up his fourth personal. Aiden Saunders is a terrific free throw shooter at 82.5% on the year, but tonight he is 3-for-5, and these ones, my friends, are pressure packed.
Yeah.
69-67. If Saunders misses just one, Mack will have a chance. unless Gene Best tells his team to foul.
I doubt that's going to happen.
Yeah, might. So Saunders with 9 points tonight, an 11.2 average on the year, and the freshman from Atlanta trying to put his team on top by two possessions once again. Not really sure what the holdup is. Although, if they want to ice Saunders, that's fine.
Yeah.
The Saunders at the free throw line. Two shots upcoming. A two-point lead for Three Rivers. 69-67, and Saunders made the first. Boy, he looks comfortable doing it,
too. Yeah.
70-67. And now the shot to make it a four-point game for Aiden Saunders. He misses it. Mack will have a chance. Saunders is 10 points. Here's the free throw. Got it. He's got 11 points. 71-67, Three Rivers with 5 seconds remaining. And Luke Greggy is saying, pump fake, jump into him, and shoot the three. Because 4 points is our only chance. In the backcourt, Roundtree. Roundtree with 5, 4. Tyler Cole-Ross launches a three at the buzzer. Hit it with 0.2 remaining. Tyler Cole-Ross to 15 points. The inbound by Three Rivers. And the Raiders win by 1 point. And the difference between these two teams in three games is 1 point. 71-70. Three Rivers beats Central Area College in the semifinal of Region 16 District Play. And Mack now loses its third game of the year twice to Three Rivers. The Raiders now 24-7 on the season. And your postgame show in 2 minutes on KREI.
The choice of an insurance company is an important one. You want someone to provide you with the best policy, with the best price, and the best service a company possibly can. Welcome home to Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Hi, I'm Kim Fisher.
And I'm Chris Schamberg. Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company provides you with the best policy, the best price, and the best service we possibly can.
We are and will continue to be a hometown company with hometown values, servicing insurance needs in Perry County, St. Genevieve County, and in the surrounding areas.
You're at home with Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Call our offices today in Perryville at 573-547-6633 or in St. Genevieve at 883-3520 or online at moalllianceins.com.
It's truck month at Ruther Ford, and time for 0% APR for 72 months on your new Ford F-150. Hi, this is Doug Jr. Right now, Ruther Ford has all remaining 2016 F-150s available for 0% APR for up to 72 months. That's 6 full years at no interest for you. Or choose a new 2017 F-150 and get 0% APR for up to 60 months. And remember, with any new F-150 purchase at Ruther Ford, you'll get the comfort of knowing you'll get a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage on your new truck. It's all part of Ford's 40 consecutive years of truck leadership in the automotive industry. And remember, if you have credit problems, it's no problem at Ruther's. With Ford Motor Credit Financing, in most all cases, we can put you behind a wheel of your new Ford with little to no interest. Just stop by for complete details. And be sure to like us on Facebook, too, for additional specials and even giveaways. So get 0% for up to 72 months during Truck Month at Ruther Ford off I-55, the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit.
Seventy-1-70, the final score in Earl Area College Fall Clap Point. 71-70. Kevin with 4:45 left. Three Rivers led by 12. It didn't look like Mack was going to have much of a chance at that point, but these guys never gave up. I mean, they never even blinked.
No, and these guys definitely have the heart of a champion to be able to fight back, you know, and even when things weren't going their way, you know, especially we talked about on the free throw line a lot, you know, in that second half. But when things weren't going that way, the guys still kept battling. And, boy, we talked about it coming down to the wire, and it sure did.
Sure did.
71-70.
Three games between these two teams, and 120 minutes they've played this year, and 1 point separation. They had scored 148 points apiece coming into this game. Three Rivers ends up winning the whole series by 1 point, and they advanced to the Region 16 championship game. I'll run through the individual scoring figures. You can pick out some of the other ones, Kevin, but the Raiders I thought Cameron Reedus played like an All-American tonight. He missed a few free throws, but the kid was tough. He scored 25 to lead his team to victory. Ronnie Carson with 6. Sadie Miller had a point. Gabe Grant with 12. 4 points for Ludie Hewlett. 2 points for Cabby and Pippen. Aiden Saunders goes for 11. Jeffrey Porter with 5. Terrence Parker with 6. If you don't think Sadie Miller 1 point.
Right, it was huge. It
didn't matter. Every single one of them did. Mineral Area is led tonight by Jabril Diallo. Jabril scores 16 points, and he did it in heavy foul trouble. He scored. He played only 17 minutes tonight.
Right, right.
And scored 16. Devin Thomas had 4. Darius Thompson with 4. Sean Round 3 had 14. Zach Cuthbertson with 10. Lamar Morgan scores 7 points and 15 for Tyler Cole Ross, including the 3. That ended it. What are you seeing, Kevin?
Well, again, the free throws. So we said they can't shoot 40 free throws. They shot 45, and they made 29 of them. So, 65% there, 29 out of 45. Max shot 30 and made 15. We only shot 50%. So we left a lot of free throws out there. You know, you shoot 75%, you make 7 more of those. That's a big difference. So that's a huge part. As far as total field goal percentage, Mac was 24-54 at 44%. We did a good job on defense. Three of us only shot 41%, 19-46.
Rebounds were dead even.
Yeah, rebounds were even. Turnovers were pretty much even at 10 and 11.
Both teams took care of the ball pretty well. The free throws were the difference.
Free throws, you look at this. Everything else in this game was really pretty even. And, you let the team shoot 45. You know, for example, they shot 46 field goals in the game, and they shot 45 free throws. We shot 54 field goals and 30 free throws.
Yeah, that's a good example.
I mean, they made 29 of them. So, I mean, that's 64%. I mean, that's a decent percentage. That's not bad. But Mac only making 15. So there was a 14 total point difference on free throws. 14 points. So
in a 1 point game.
Right. So if you shoot even on free throws, then you win by 13.
Now, we will tell you that we don't know, quite honestly, if Mineral Area College's season is over.
Right.
How does those season work? The winner of the Region 16 tournament will go on to play a district game. I believe it's called District A, maybe.
Yes, it is.
And this district, or this region winner, plays the region winner from Illinois, and that game will be Saturday. Now, that winner will then go to Hutchinson to play in the national tournament, and that's how it works all around the country. Some regions will get automatic bids because they're larger regions or whatever. But when that's all said and done, when all the automatic qualifiers get put in their spot, there are 4 at-large bids still available. So presumably those go to the top or best or most highly regarded teams in the country who did not get an automatic bid. For Mac, losing in the semifinals certainly hurt their effort at that.
But there's a chance.
But there's a chance.
Yeah.
We don't know exactly how it all is going to work out. And so we will wait our turn on that, and we will see if Mac will have a chance at that. But Luke Strakey joining us now. 3 games between Three Rivers and Mineral Area College, and 1 point separating the two. And once again tonight, Luke Strakey, we broke down all the numbers here, and you guys either pushed or had an advantage on every number except for one. And
pretty
that
sure
was free throws. Yeah.
Yeah. Pitch line got us. And,
I guess it was a combination of them getting a lot of free throws and you guys not being particularly proficient.
You know, they shot 45 of them, which is more than the 42 in our gym. But we knew going into the game that it was going to be a one-possession game. So our theme all week was every possession matters. Because in these games, and we talked about it pregame, it's going to come down to a one-point game. Like, it's just the way it happens here, right? So we knew that. And when I was just sitting there before I went to talk to him, there was so many things in my head that I could go back to and think of, that if we could change one thing or hit one free throw or get one more rebound, that we win that game. And we didn't. Now the kids did a great job coming back and never quitting. They really did a very good job. But we just, we were 1 point short.
It didn't look like you said, like it was going to be a 1 point. You were down 12 at the 4:45 mark, and the guys never stopped. They never quit.
Well, that's the way they are, right? we had a few possessions down three where we make shot and we tie that game. And we just didn't finish the last possession. The kids did a great job of getting it back in. I struggled today. I did not do a very good job for about 20 minutes of the game, just simplifying stuff for us offensively, because we were just, you know, in this game, you just get going so fast that we were struggling just to execute stuff that we've run all year. And I was struggling just to find something simple. And, you know, credit to them that they made it a little more difficult. This was my fault. I could have done a lot better today and gotten us one more bucket, and I didn't. So this one's on me. The kids did a great job picking it up at the end and getting it to a game that we could have won. To tell you the truth, we could have won this game, which was great, being down 12 that late. But they did a great job fighting back, and that's because they're great kids.
So a couple of guys that came off the bench. In fact, the two guys that led you in scoring the last two games both brought their offense tonight. Tyler Ross scored 15, and Jabril had 16 points, and he was in foul trouble the entire way. He played only 17 minutes, but his impact on the game was really felt.
Well, he really went to the rim, you know, hard and shot it well. He's really shooting the basketball well right now, which, you know, is so big for him, because if he can add that part to his game, he's so good at getting to the rim, you can't stay in front of him. And now if you've got to come out and guard him, he's a really good player. He's a great kid. You know, he's a great student. It's disappointing, and now we're kind of stuck in a spot where
you're in that limbo right now, aren't you?
You know, I think we're done, but I don't know.
Right.
You know, you don't know. So I don't know right now to hug them and tell them I love them, or to coach them and tell them we've got to get better type deal, because I don't know where we're at, which is a weird feeling. But this was on me. I had to do better. I struggled for a long stretch in this game to just find something. And then the kids fought back and carried me here late and made it a game. They did a very good job.
Coach, if the season is over, congratulations on a tremendous season. If it's not, we will be in luck.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I hope this is not our last chance with these kids. I don't want them to go out like this when it's my fault. I want to have another chance to play better, and we will. We did not play well. We should win that game. We should beat that team. And we didn't. And that one's on me.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep, thank you.
We appreciate it all year.
Thank you.
It's Greggy joining us on the post-game show. Three Rivers 71 and Mineral Area College 70 tonight. The MAC just kept fighting. Down 12 with 4:45 left. You could certainly hear the hurts, the emotion, and Coach Strege's voice. Coach Strege saying pretty much the same thing that we say today. I think we're done, but I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know for sure.
I don't know whether to hug my guys and tell them that I love them.
Right.
I don't know if you heard it there, or
tell
them we got to get better. Because maybe there's still a chance for it.
It's just all going to depend on how things shake out on all these regional tournaments across the nation. Because, as if these top teams make it, you know, then it's good for us. You know what I'm saying? But if these top teams lose for some reason in a regional tournament, then they're going to steal in that large bid. So we just got to hope that, the 9 or 10 or whatever teams are ahead of us, that they win their regions. But a couple of the teams we know are going to not, because there's a couple, I think, maybe in the same region, maybe. So,
2 weeks ago, if I had told you, we will broadcast the Region 16 championship game. But it won't be the MAC men.
Right.
It'll be the MAC women. What would you have said?
I would have said, no way, I bet you $1,000. So the good news is that we are doing a championship game. And that's exciting because, it's really neat for these women that have really had a rough year, but these guys have battled and they've kept at it. They've kept their chins up. They didn't drop their heads. You know, they kept battling, and I'm happy for them to be able to broadcast the region championship game. And they've got a heck of a shot.
They really do.
If you would have said this team's never been in a national tournament, you know, if they win that game, they've got a play-in game next Friday
at home.
And if they win that, they go to the national tournament for the first time in school history. And who would have thought that a couple weeks ago?
Well, the MAC ladies defeated Three Rivers today, 72-62. They will go to the Region 16 championship game with a 500 record and play a Crowder team with a below 500 right. record. I know that the MAC men won't play in the Region 16 championship game, but to give you an idea of what is going to happen tomorrow, Three Rivers will play in the Region 16 championship game against the top seed, Liberty Greyhounds, who will have only 5 players available in that game.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, back when I played, I was involved in a game kind of similar to what happened in that game earlier where all the players got kicked off or got ejected from the game that were on the bench. And but then there was also a couple players that were on the floor that got ejected. So it was actually we came back in. It was actually 4-on-3. And then 4-on-3, John A. Logan, they had 4, Mac had 3. Well, then then one of their players fouled out, so then it was 3-on-3 for a little while. Then one of our players fouled out, and the game finished 3-on-2. So there were 3 players for John A. Logan, 2 for Minority College. That was back in 1990-91 season. And it was a heck of a game. But Mac ended up holding on and actually winning that game, finishing the game with just 2 players. So somewhat similar. The only difference was no one that was actually on the court at the time got ejected.
And it wasn't for a Region 16 championship.
And that's the thing. You know, you do that right before the championship. The coaches are, I know they tell their players, don't ever come off the bench, but they don't, when you're in the heat of the moment like that, it's hard. that happened.
I was talking with some of the Moberly fans, and they weren't sure how it was going to break out. They weren't sure whether they were just going to have 5, and we discovered later that would be the case. And they said, well, if that, that's what happens, we're done. We'll show up.
Yeah.
I said, well, maybe that's the game you should show up for. Maybe that'll be one of your best victories you've ever had at that.
Well, yeah, that would be something. It'd be an interesting game to watch. So, the only sad part is, if, Mac makes a couple more free throws, they win this game. No matter what, then I think they're for sure going to the national tournament, even if they, for some reason, would lose that district playing game, because I think they would have enough good quality wins.
I would agree.
The opportunity was definitely there. But, boy, you had some really good teams in this region. It's really impressive how good these teams are.
Top regions, absolutely, though. So, we will be back on the air tomorrow. 5:45 pregame show. The Mineral Area College ladies play for a Region 16 championship against Crowder. Kevin Thurman for Christian Cooper, back in the studio. I hope your home team did well tonight. Now I'm going to go join them.
Money, 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 money!
Jason, what are you going on about now?
Money, savings, our customers, Hustler Fast Track Mowers.
Yes, did you know that right now customers can save $500 off Hustler Fast Track Mowers?
Obviously. That's why I'm singing money, money, money. It's time for everyone to save big money on the mower that sets the highest standard for all other brands to reach.
Hurry into Fliggs Equipment today and save big money on the Hustler Fast Track Mower.
Really? I already said that.
Well, I said it too. Fliggs Equipment. Let our family serve your family. Highway 32 in St. Genevieve, and on the Outer Service Road at the Ludington exit.
And online 24/7 at fleegs.com.
Money.